It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
I want a gyro and I want to marry Britney Spears.
Matt.
Big blowjob and a Diet Coke.
Steve.
I want a funnel cake and a fat trick dressed as a clown.
And Kevin.
Yes.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
Hey, where are the white women at?
I don't know what we're yelling about.
Hey.
It stinks in here.
I farted.
Oh God, did you?
Yeah.
Really?
You know, speaking of farting, I went to Dublin House.
Local reference. Thanks for inviting me.
And I did. Yeah, I did. And
but you didn't because you didn't bother texting anyone about it.
No. I told them when on my post. I said, get here now.
Who gives a shit about your post? Your post means zero. Means nothing.
Anyway.
Means that you were already there.
Now, Derek, have you ever just had a night of drinking Smittix?
I'm sure I have.
The next day, did you get gas from it? And
of course.
An odorous smell?
Yeah.
Well, this morning I went out with the family and got some breakfast.
Some breakfast.
And we got back in the car, and my wife wanted to run into Sears. So while my wife ran into Sears, I let out a little SBD.
Ooh.
You know what that is, right?
No.
A little silent but deadly?
Oh, I get it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I knew it was going to stink because it was one of them fucking, like, hot-ass butthole farts.
Ooh.
And wow. So I look in the rear view about 10 seconds later, and I see my oldest daughter, like, fanning her face. And she's already, like, it smells. She's just...
That's big trouble.
Yeah, she's just smelling it. And all of a sudden, I hear my middle child, you know, my other daughter, just go, like, a little giggle. And she's like, I hear her go to her sister, what's that smell? It smells good.
Wow.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. The Smittix gas actually smelled good.
Wow.
So I can't wait to drink some more Smittix.
I guess so.
You mean Smithwix?
Get out. Shut his mouth. Shut his mouth. But the gas you smell now is once again buffalo chicken dip.
And soon to be Mutter's milk.
Buffalo chicken anus.
Well, Mutter's anyway. Milk. We're the Aristocrats. AristocratsRadio.com is a website. I'm Derek. With me, as always, is Matthew.
I'm busy eating Wendy's.
He sure is.
He's not lying.
We have Kevin.
I'm busy drinking Mother's Milk.
And
your favorite aristocrat.
And you just heard in the opening, Stephen.
Yes. I got shunted it back.
I'm sorry. With me, as always, in no particular order. And I have a cold today.
We can't tell.
You sound great.
No,
you look great.
My voice is off. I know I look good.
It's nice to see those earlobes.
You got a little bit of a sexier voice right now, to be honest. It's just a little bit deeper. It's like
a
sexy phone operator.
Like a Barry White.
Barry White.
This is Barry White.
No, you're supposed to do the Jesse Ventura.
Oh, yeah. This is Jesse the Body Ventura.
No,
Barry White.
Barry White.
Dick.
I told you I have a cold. I'm off.
Blowing your own bit.
You got to do it now.
How you doing? This is Barry White.
I'm the governor.
Governor of Minnesota.
No, that sounds like Stone Cold.
I suck.
Can you do a... Hey, we should film Jesse Ventura ordering Wendy's.
Yeah, we should. Yeah.
Let's do it. We'll do it during the week.
This is E.T. the Body. This is Stone Cold Jesse wanting to order some White Castle. With a little onion on it. And a little bit of meat.
What?
And some 9/11 conspiracy theories.
Damn. And some scraggly hair.
There's no barbers in the area, are there?
Those damn earrings.
I won't go anywhere near a barber shop. I can't be within 50 feet of a barber shop.
Wow.
There is a weird noise coming through.
I think...
A helicopter's landing.
Maybe the fan?
If I'm not mistaken.
No, I think it's the fucking computer.
All I know is
jiggle some of the water.
Yeah, I was doing that before, but
On the computer, real quick. Just
on this?
Just,
are you sure?
Just.
Oh no! Oh no! Don't do it.
No. No.
It wouldn't be USB.
Ooh.
Huh? Jesus.
That's called a pit burp.
Mutter milk.
Check the 1/8 coming off there. Yeah. Make sure those the barrels are all nice and good.
So check this out.
Oh yeah, I gotta verify the
peep this out.
The audio on this shit.
San Francisco's up on
just
New
make
Orleans.
Sure it's only
3121. Damage.
You remember when you clicked in all the way it goes to stereo?
Yeah, it's still.
It's the same as it was last
yeah,
week.
Yeah, same okay. as it was. So it should be good. Okay. I ended up putting the show audio on last week.
All right, anyway. Do that anyway. Yeah.
Anyway, so oh, you were doing football talk?
No, I was actually about to say something. I want to get Matt's reaction out of this more than anybody's.
Oh boy!
I think he'll run away with this and get angry as I got angry.
Okay.
I went through some of the ground zero that Sandy caused in our area, particularly Union Beach.
Ooh.
Yeah, I haven't gotten a chance yet.
Yeah, I finally, just was like, hey, you know what? I've got nothing to do. Let me go take a ride through the town. Nothing and to I've seen pictures, but to actually see this in person was mind-blowing, the destruction.
Oh, yeah.
And so I decided to whip out my camera real quick, take a few pictures.
Like many have.
Yeah. And I grabbed a few nice little snapshots, and then I got home and
cried.
The ones I liked, I posted on Instagram.
The others he masturbated to.
And the one picture, I don't know if you've seen it, is that half house. That
yeah, I actually know someone who's friends with that person. Yeah.
Oh, really? Well, because now he knows that person.
Yeah, can you get a message to her that I think she's the biggest piece of shit fucking pig I've ever seen in my life?
Wow.
Because I posted it.
Can you give me initials?
I don't know her name.
I believe it's Cunt Lips McGillicuddy.
Oh.
But
I know her.
She pissed me off. And
I work with her dad.
Do you really?
Dick Lips McGillicuddy.
Well, let me tell you something. I posted it, and not even 45 seconds later, I get a nasty message on my Instagram. This was my house, not a tourist attraction.
Wow.
Right? And at first, I got pissed. And then I thought, you know what? Well, maybe if that was my house, too, I would... maybe not appreciate it. You
yeah,
know?
You're explaining her pain.
But then, so I took it down, okay. And then I looked, I hashtag Sandy and I looked.
How did she see it?
Well, she searched hashtag Sandy destruction, Union Beach or whatever.
I'm going to look for my house.
Because she wants, yeah,
but
she
then
probably
this
wanted
what,
to
this
see
is what pissed me off and now
house,
makes me
it looks
hate.
Like a handgun.
This is what pissed me off now. It makes me hate this person.
Wait, which person do you hate? The person I know or the person who owns the house?
The person that, well, she isn't really the homeowner. I think she's the daughter of the homeowner.
Oh.
Okay. But she's probably the person that you know's friend. That's probably what you're talking about.
Right.
So I looked every picture, and there's probably hundreds of them of her house or everywhere. Her house in particular made it on Sunday Night Football last week.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay? Actually, no. Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
The Jet game on Thanksgiving. It's everywhere, Newspaper, the Post, Daily News, everyone. This house, because, it's this very symbolic picture.
Yeah.
The bay is right behind it. There's nothing obstructing the view of that. And
like a house.
And I also just recently found out that house in particular is actually a historic landmark hotel.
Oh, yeah.
From way back in the day. So it's not just her house. There's other meanings with that place. But what pissed me off is everyone that posted something about it, she had something to say. Wow. Oh, that's my house. Oh, this is my house. Then I got pissed off at that. Yeah. Then I started looking on Facebook. Every picture that was posted of her house on News 12 New Jersey, on Jersey Shore Hurricane News, she had to comment.
That's my house.
How do I
get
my? So now she's turning it.
She's looking to cash in.
She's looking to become popular off this.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me your Instagram, or is that something you don't want to blab on the air?
To Rude Rogers.
What? Just go to Instagram.
Yeah, I actually took it down and then I got pissed off and reposted it.
Oh,
good.
But because that pissed me off. Like, now she's just looking to become popular off this. And I don't care if she ever does hear this or what. It's true. It's absolutely 100% true.
Come at him, sis.
So many people are coming, oh, my God, I feel so bad for you. Like, she's just trying to play
That's
victim.
That's my house.
Gain popularity.
I don't even know who the person is, so.
If you saw her, I think you'd recognize her. Because I do recognize her from around town. I've seen her somewhere. I've interacted with her.
Ooh.
So it might be that she's come to like local wrestling shows or something like that.
She fat?
I was just about to say, she definitely fits
the bill,
stereotypical indie professional wrestling fan. That's it. That's exactly it.
That's the gunshot house. Let me get on.
All right, so that's when she ran through it. Now show it after the hurricane.
Ooh. Can you zoom in, Derek?
Let me see if I could just
click and drag to the task.
Now, Matt,
bar
do you understand why
top
this pissed me off? And do I have reason to be mad?
Or just hit refresh. Just hit go back to it, hit F5.
Hey, there's me.
Hello.
What, on this?
You click the picture.
Yeah.
Hit
F5.
Okay. And now you can freely, you can view that picture, right click it and view it, and then zoom in. Because you can't really tell what the hell it is.
But
I can't do it. All
right, then just control
plus.
Make
it bigger.
Oh, that's really big now. Now, actually, the one thing you all can't right see from
that
this, because of the shadowing, is there's actually, I guess, where there's no house left, there was an upstairs closet, and there's actually, like, shirts and shit hanging on a rack still.
Nice.
Just blowing in the breeze.
I see someone commented.
That's my house.
Someone commented, where's this? It's too bad Cunt Lips wasn't there to be like, oh, it's my house.
Dude, so,
I'll tell you where it is.
Am I justified in being angry at this person?
Not at all.
Yeah, completely.
yeah, you're a dick.
Well, how many... Wait, what did she post on your picture of it again?
That this is my house, not a tourist
okay
attraction.
How many times did she post that on the other pictures?
Like, every single one of them.
Did she post anything?
She's basically spending morning to night looking for anyone that hashtags this picture.
Okay, and she's posting nasty stuff or just
that? Some people she gets nasty.
Yeah.
You know, other people she's like, oh, that was my house. And then like it's all like lovey-dovey shit.
Chunky dory.
Lovey-dovey.
Yeah.
Chunky snory.
Hey, everybody, that's my house.
But it's everywhere. Oh. It's News 12 New Jersey posts. It's, you know, somebody posted that. Oh, she actually posted a picture of it on hers, the shot from like the Daily News or something in the newspaper.
Yeah.
And she's like, this is my house. It's like sickening the exposure it's getting or some bullshit.
Sickening.
But yet she's
like,
putting
I'm trying
it up too
to forget about it. Yeah, but it's all she's doing.
She's trying to
so
forget about
her
it by
for
putting
that
by herself putting a picture of it up.
Yeah. So fuck her for that.
That's great.
You know what?
I probably would.
You know what I think? That she was on the bottom floor, and then the storm hit. She went to the top, and then the fucking house broke off.
Wow.
She fell through the floor.
Yeah. Jesus. Just fucking be... I tried to explain to her before I took down. I'm like, look, I'm doing this because... actually, the school I work at, they had these kids write a small paragraph of their experience with Sandy. And...
My dog got wet.
Yeah. Every single one of them was, oh, I had it the worst because I lost internet for 3 days.
Ooh, yeah.
Literally.
I couldn't watch Nickelodeon.
I actually... I'm probably more pissed at the teachers that let these people write this.
I had it the worst.
Yeah, they were saying that. Like, I can't believe that I had to go outside and pick up some tree branches.
It got really cold for like 2 days.
Yeah, it was horrible. So like that's actually the motivation behind posting that picture, so people can see that people lost a lot more than just power.
Yeah, some fat broad lost the area where she would put her trough.
My yeah grandmother's tree fell on her neighbor's car minutes after they got out of it.
Huh. Yeah, scary shit.
Whenever Sandy comes, my pee-pee feels weird. No,
pee-pee?
Not your aunt, Sandy. The hurricane.
Oh.
I'll tell you guys about the... I've mentioned the calls I've been getting from the guy claiming to be from the grants department.
Yeah.
Yeah, I told one of the guys that it was a good thing they were giving me the money because I was trying to rescue my family from Sandy and a tree fell on my leg and ripped it off.
Oh.
Nice. And that it also, my baby's on life support because the tree landed on that too.
On that.
Yeah.
On that.
And then I pretended to cry.
Did you record that one?
No. But as I was pretending to cry, I started to sing God Bless America.
Unreal.
They just sit there and listen to it?
Yeah.
How long till they hung up?
This guy didn't hang up. This guy refused to hang up. And he kept
still on Kevin's phone.
He kept insisting that... I might have even mentioned this before, too, but this is the same guy who said... I asked who he voted for, and he said I voted for Mike Rooney because I'm white American.
Wow. Mike Rooney.
Wow. A couple houses down from this one, actually, there's a sign that says... No
looters will be shot.
No zombie pictures. Put the cameras down and pick up a shovel and help.
What?
Yeah.
And then a few houses over from that.
It's like, motherfucker, I donated fucking food and clothes. You can get the fuck away from me.
I could take a picture of your decimated life.
Yes.
Yeah. I gave you a fucking can of beans.
Yeah, and a fucking pair of dicky clothes that you're wearing to dig your fucking
Here's some green giant. Let me take a picture of your house.
When people were coming to take a picture of the fallen tree in my grandmother's yard, my grandmother got upset because not a single person who took a picture asked if anybody was hurt. They just like walk by. Oh, look at fallen tree.
Now wait,
took a picture of
it. Do they ask if it's okay before, after, or like during? Like, hey, is everyone okay? Click, click.
Yeah, so, oh my How's God, is everybody all everyone? Right? Yeah, oh no, nothing happened. It's okay. Oh, mind if I take a picture?
Did you guys like this tree? It probably dropped a lot of itchy balls. Click.
Saved itchy your balls. Foot.
Derek, would you be
step
mad?
On that shit.
Would you be mad if that was your house and I posted it on my Instagram?
You know, in a situation like this, you're kind of open to...
You're going to get the pictures taken.
If your house looks like that,
yeah,
like Matt said, a pistol,
you're going to have to accept
like
it.
A handgun.
That's yeah.
A very small handgun.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's not illegal.
It's like a Walther.
Yeah, no.
there's nothing illegal about this.
No, absolutely not. It's just a matter of how much of an asshole the person who owns the house wants to be when you do post a picture of it.
Yeah. So I didn't deserve the heat, man. I was just trying to fucking show the world what you went through, motherfucker.
The devastation.
Yeah. Seriously.
Share it with the world.
Seriously.
More Wendy's, please.
What's the barbecue sauce, guys?
Hey, so how was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah.
Thanksgiving, huh?
Thanksgiving.
That's more like Thanks-taking.
Steve, did you have anybody come over, or did you have the just your family and the 22-pound turkey?
It was yep. We just stayed at home, just the household,
just the fam.
And actually, you know what? I enjoyed it.
There you go. Fucking
yeah, good. Yeah,
good.
Jimmy did a fucking kick-ass job cooking the food. I gotta admit, I was.
Great. She almost burnt the turkey.
Yeah, I don't know how she saved it, but she did.
Nice.
I actually seen other people posing pictures of the turkeys that were burnt, and then everyone was like, oh, look how good that looks. And I was like, well, actually, you know what? Mine's pretty kick-ass then.
Yeah, there you go.
But
so you had a nice one.
Yeah, I was actually very happy with
it. Now, what did your parents do? If you don't mind me asking.
They fucking sat at home and had some spam, probably.
Why are they doing that?
I don't know.
I don't know. It fascinates me.
Yeah, why are they doing that? Spam's really high in sodium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It fascinates me, too. I don't get it. You know?
It was very
strange.
The
offer was there, and then my dad even called me the day before it again, and I was like, dude, you sure?
Just so you know, we're not coming.
Yeah, I just want to verify.
He goes, Steven.
Just in case people are hearing this and aren't aware of the situation, your father's house was wrecked in a hurricane, and he's still there, right?
Yeah, but he does have power back.
But he has power.
Oh, he does have power.
He has power back.
How about heat?
Yeah, the whole nine.
Okay. And you had a 22-pound turkey that he did not want to come over for.
He said,
Steve, I don't leave the house nowadays.
Wow. Nowadays.
That's it.
The hurricane-torn house.
That's it, man.
I have him for 22 pounds of turkey.
No. That's
pre-cooked weight.
I ate a good 11 pounds of that motherfucker, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
I had a lovely Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Lots of turkey, stuffing, gravy.
Where at?
Right here.
Oh, great.
Right here in the Aristocrat Studio.
So we just caught a lie that you really didn't go to Ted's. Fucking liar.
Well, that's where I spent my Thanksgiving dinner at 2 p.m. Okay. And then at 6:30, as we discussed, I went to the disgusting Ted's Tavern on Route 36 in, I don't know, Keensburg, Hazlitt, Union Beach, wherever the hell that is.
Keensburg.
And I stayed there at 10:30 waiting for you guys.
That's how we knew we were lying, Matt.
And I had no phone service because it's Union Beach and there's an AT&T tower that got flooded there.
Yeah.
So I couldn't call you guys to see when you were coming.
You're
just
lying.
Packed it up and went home.
You're
2
p.m.
full of shit.
Mm. You said 2 p.m.
Yes.
You meant that was a late lunch, right?
No, that was dinner.
No. Late
actually,
lunch.
It was 3. I'm sorry.
It was 3 o'clock. Still late lunch. Wow.
3 is like an early dinner.
3 o'clock.
If I had to say what is dinner time, and I never get it at my house, but five what dinner time is 5 o'clock.
Yeah. That's, I don't know. I don't know what possesses people to eat at 3 p.m.
Well, Matt usually eats about 3 and then 4 and 5 and then 6.
Nope. Yeah,
well,
that's fine.
I only eat once a day.
Yeah, I don't.
We had Thanksgiving dinner, 20 people, 5 p.m.
See, that makes sense.
How many people?
20.
The number one go there?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
On time?
Well, we were technically late, but yeah.
Nice.
Because I had to go drive him to pick up his car.
Was he bumping lines off turkey legs?
Oh, like he couldn't drive, you're saying?
Well, no, he had left his car the night before at Hiawatha.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good place to leave your car.
So yeah. I had to go
or a massive shit like I did.
So I brought him to get his car.
Nice. It's very Thanksgiving-y of you.
Yeah.
Was he picky or did he eat everything? Typical picky?
He basically only ate ham, mashed potatoes, and turkey, which really isn't much less than what I eat, but yeah.
How about you, Ken? What'd you do?
I went to my chick's parents' house in Freehold.
Nice.
Yeah. Just me, her, and the two of them. And the dogs.
Nice and quiet.
Yeah, it was quiet. It was nice.
Watch some football.
Yeah, watch some football.
Get along good with the rents.
Yeah. They love me. Good. In fact, it's believed that they love me more than her.
Oh.
Yeah.
I hear that.
I do a lot of stuff.
Were they discussing wedding bells?
Oh.
No, they've never said anything.
No?
No, they know. She does all the time, which is...
You shoot her down instantly?
Scary.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
When we get married, fuck no.
I think you should go for it, Kev.
I'm like, you know what we have is going pretty good right now. That's not complicated.
Don't want to ruin it with that whole marriage thing.
Yeah. Oh.
But yeah, things went well. 3 o'clock dinner. we were out of there by like six. We went to my aunt's and
should've went to Ted's.
Watched more football. And
just spent it with me.
And then I went to Ted's at midnight and I got bombed off my face and
was gone by then.
No, I didn't go at all.
And why did you go to Ted's?
You never asleep. Went? No. Never. I had people asking me to go, but I wound up falling asleep.
Yes, B-Shaps, this is a bacon strips and bacon strips and bacon strips shirt.
Delicious and delicious and delicious.
Ooh, B-Shaps.
Epic mealtime.
B-Shaps can't eat pork. B-Shaps actually wished me a happy Thanksgiving, and I didn't know what to say back to him.
Wow.
Happy whatever it is you people do.
Yeah.
No, we celebrate Thanksgiving.
On my wrestling Facebook, I saw somebody, a female wrestler from Australia, write, people stop wishing me a happy Thanksgiving. We don't celebrate here.
Did she start it with g'day?
No.
Oh. I think B-Shaps people celebrate Thanksgiving.
Yes. I'll take that and that and that. Ching, ching. Jews.
Thanks for giving us your money.
Yeah. Thanks inconveniencing.
Jews.
Oh.
But I did get to fulfill.
I was talking about redheads.
Take what you want, but save what you take.
Buffet prices low.
I did get to fulfill an annual Thanksgiving tradition of watching March of the Wooden Soldiers.
Yes.
I never got into that one.
What? I fucking hate that movie.
Yeah.
What?
I don't like it.
I never got into that one.
Laurel and Hardy?
Don't like it. Don't like them.
Barnaby?
Nope. I'm a Marx Brothers guy.
Whoa.
Jew.
Or Ivan Costello.
Jew.
Three Stooges?
Yeah. Jews. They were always a little too immature for me.
Which is great.
Even as a kid. I was just like, bleh. Like, I was a Marx Brothers guy.
I liked Stooges.
See, I hated Stooges as a kid, but it was when I got older. I love it.
I mean, I could watch him. I saw the movie.
I can't even watch him.
The new movie?
Yeah.
It was okay.
There were some funny parts.
Wow. Oh, I see the Stooges on TV. I throw up.
Wow.
Yeah. What? And they see you looking at them and they throw up too.
Yeah. No, really. Like, I can't. Like, I look at them as an absolute folly of, like,
American tradition
and life. I'm like, wow. Really? Really, people?
I can understand why you feel that way, but I kind of enjoy it.
It's great. I kind of enjoy it.
It's okay.
These guys hitting each other in the head with a wrench.
I can watch.
They're comedically okay.
They're on like, they'll have like a marathon.
AMC. Like weekend mornings.
Yeah. It's like, the Three Stooges in HD. Really? And I'll watch like two of them and then I'm done.
Okay. You're telling me that they throw a fishing pole out the window and pull in the boot, right? And then they cut the fucking bottom off it and fillet a sole. Come on. That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And fry it up. Bread it, fry it. It's the bottom of a shoe. Get it?
Yeah. Yep, I do.
I get it. It's
not tingling.
Extremely funny. It's okay.
Maybe it's a little over your head.
It could be. I just can't appreciate it.
Hey, Mo. I got a cold.
Oh, man. That was great, Derek.
Thanks.
Mm. That was great.
The man of 1,000 voices. How you doing? My name is Larry Fine. The governor of Minnesota.
That's a good Larry Fine, but you know what's better than doing Larry Fine is doing Billy West's version of Larry Fine.
You got to change it up a little bit. So it would be like, I do. My name is Larry Fine. I'm the governor of Minnesota.
That's great.
36 double D bra.
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 B-Shaps.
You said that
and
once.
They all sound the same, Derek. No, they don't. They're all different. They're all different. He doesn't get it.
Do you like Do you like the Three Stooges? Not because of Joey.
Yeah, B-Shaps. What do you think of the Three Stooges? Three Stooges. I have a problem saying it too.
Stooges.
Stooges.
Well, I've heard people say Stooges and Stoogers.
I've never heard Stoogers.
I've heard Stoogers.
That's like
the
a
three
Jersey City thing.
The three Stoogers.
It's like Perlet.
Isn't a Stooger like a an operating?
That's
like
a surgery? Suture.
It's a suture. Yeah. yeah. No, they're Stoog. They're all. Each one of them is a Stooge.
Yeah, so it'd be Stooges.
If you pluralize it, they're Stooges.
Stooges.
Individually, they'd be Stoogi.
Well, you know what, B-Shaps? I hate your father.
What?
Wow.
Because.
That's wrong.
Because.
Because he got the mom pregnant banker? And created him? That's terrible.
Wow.
Yeah. No, because
he's a terrible crooked lawyer?
Yeah. Nope.
I thought he was like a banker, investment banker or something.
Well, apparently this investment banker raised B-Shaps on Three Stooges.
Wow.
Three Stooges is good.
No.
God, I'm missing out.
Marx Brothers.
Oh, I'm good. I still have this circus boy
circus
and
boy.
And this backup Mary Monk. I didn't want to have to get up.
Why don't we get Magic Hat to sponsor our show and just bring us beer and we'll drink
it? That would be great. Speaking of Magic Hat, I'm about to dip into this here circus boy.
It's delicious.
That's what I hear. Although Steve rejected this one because there's some schmutz on the top.
It's a little old.
Mm. Well, I wonder if it tastes old. Nope. Tastes like the baby Jesus.
Yep.
Oh, I down my Fox Barrel Blackberry Pear Cider.
You're very phlegmy.
Yeah, I've had a little bit of cold last week.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Or is there a sandwich
but there,
in his
but
mouth?
There is where Wendy's chicken nuggets.
Are you
there
upset
is.
That we're wiping your beer out?
No.
No, nobody's going to drink it.
Please, that's why it's been it. There for a while.
When's the last time you drank beer?
I drank Magners on Thanksgiving.
For yeah. those listening, Derek has a fridge here with yes. with an assortment of beers,
mm-hmm.
which we are partaking in.
I even have a mini fridge.
What?
It's just not hooked up.
It's inside your gullet.
But is there more beer in it?
No, there's nothing in it. It's empty. Two mini fridge. I still have the mini fridge from the old apartment that Matt remembers.
Yes.
That would have all the Coke in it.
Yeah, that was a good fridge.
Oh, my God.
That was an excellent
bad
fridge.
Habits.
You would, like, open it up and cans of Coke would just fall
out of
it.
Fall
out of
it. Not so lines much. Of Coke?
We we have a mini fridge at work that gets just cold enough to get the little
it's because the door keeps opening because you fat ass keep opening.
To get the little ice crystals inside
stick
the cans
your head in
of soda.
There. Nah, it's not too cold. Well, I just checked it.
So as you're drinking the soda, you, get, the little, you get the little tingling ice.
Oh, I see. I don't like that.
I love it.
No, it's too cold.
We have a work mini fridge.
That was me.
Which Red Bank got power really quick because my office is near Riverview and the hospital and all the hospital areas got power. And I go into my office and there's water on the floor. I'm like, oh my God, we had a leak somewhere. Where is it? It's so weird. It's in the middle of the room. No, it was the mini fridge defrosting.
Every mini fridge just has a block of ice in that little freezer section.
Yes.
Yeah.
Always.
We chip away at ours every now and then.
Yeah. Suck on the ice.
Yeah.
No, it's dirty.
Mm-hmm. It's very dirty.
Nice.
Nothing's worse than a dirty mini fridge.
Oh, yeah, dirty mini fridge.
You're nothing's worse than a dirty refrigerator at all.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, dirty fridge. Tell me how you like it.
So anyway.
I've had a few house guests over the last week with the weather getting colder. The other night, my dog started.
Refugees from Sandy?
Almost.
Okay.
Any celebrities?
My dog started freaking out, and immediately my thought is somebody's trying to break in.
Of course.
So I roll out of bed in my underwear, grab a knife.
Because of your neighborhood.
Start checking all the doors and windows, and I see absolutely nothing. So I go back to bed, and she's still, like, shaking. And when I try to touch her, she almost bites me.
Ooh. Put her down.
So I mute the TV, and I can hear,
somebody masturbating?
Oh, my God, it was Sonny.
Can you help me move a fridge?
Wow.
It was a mouse.
A mouse?
A mouse.
I hate mises. Two pieces.
So I bought a trap.
Ooh.
I baited it. And the next day, caught a mouse. But instead of the trap catching the mouse the way it's supposed to, with the head, break the neck.
Never does.
No, caught it by the body. It was still alive, and it was running. It with like it was able to move the trap.
Oh God!
Now I had it in a spot where it couldn't like
so
get
it
out.
It was
of.
Like that guy. I have no legs.
Yeah. So it was behind our pantry, but under like the
like
heater,
a mouse vet
under the baseboard heater. So I moved the pantry out, and there it is, still moving. And now I'm trying to hold the dog back so the dog doesn't bite it and pick it up.
And just looks at you like, why?
And then the whole time my chick's just losing her shit.
Oh, yeah.
What did you use as bait?
Peanut butter.
Yes.
Yeah.
That always works.
Yeah. Well, if you put anything solid, it can take it and just run if the trap doesn't go off. But peanut butter has to stay at the trap, so there's more of a chance. Yeah.
So they just sit there and lick it.
Boom. Yeah.
Snap. Dead.
So I knew I couldn't just let it go. So I put it in a plastic bag and took it out back, and I smashed it with a brick.
Oh, nice.
That's
but
cool.
But knowing that if you have one mouse, you don't just have one mouse.
That's right.
Put the trap back.
You have a whole gaggle of them.
Got another one the next day. And got another one the next day.
Oh, man.
And got another one the next day. Body counts up to 4.
Now, this is something you might have.
Is that humping a dead one?
This is a mouse humping another mouse that is in a trap.
It's a dead mouse in a trap. Getting
dead mouse in the trap.
It's getting fucked by a live mouse.
Yes.
And then somebody's filming it and jerking off.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. It's mouse necrophilia.
What's up with like the Freddy Krueger blades on the ground next to it? What are those things?
Leaves?
Those are leaves.
Are those leaves? From the plant.
I know you may not be familiar with like salads and stuff.
Roughage in general.
They're grayish silver.
Can you send me that picture?
Wow.
Just
incredible.
Google mousetrap.
One time me and my wife were at one of her friend's houses and we were just talking to her. And we're sitting on, like, the love seat, and they're sitting on the regular-sized couch. And all of a sudden, just out of nowhere, it just comes up the back of the couch, and now it's sitting on the top of the couch as a mouse right next to her. She doesn't even know it. So I just get up, and I toss a blanket on it and grabbed it, and then I threw it outside as hard as I could.
With the blanket, too?
No, just the mousey.
Did you use the blanket right after?
No, it wasn't my blanket.
Oh.
But I was a superhero that day.
Superhero.
I threw it. It bounced and then went into a sewer.
What was that under on Google again?
Mousetrap sex?
Mousetrap sex.
Yes, because they were having sex.
Mousetrap rape.
Are you going to tell your chick that that's what you caught?
Check this out.
Hey, hon, you never believe what's going on over here.
Freddy Krueger finger?
That also means that your the other house on your property may be also having them.
I've heard that there is not a single house anywhere that doesn't have mice. It's just a matter of if you're actually infested or not.
Now, if you see one with a big blue hat, give it
to Steve.
Bring
it to me. I'm going to hump that fucking mouse.
Even if it was in the trap?
Yeah. Especially if it's in the trap. Yeah. Can't get away.
Yep. Can't
preferably.
Fight back.
Preferably if it's in the trap.
Mm-hmm. So.
We used to get them at the Wilson Avenue house, my old house. We used to get them in the bread drawer. We had a bread drawer, and every once in a while you take the bread out and you look, and there's a little hole.
Mm.
And then a little piece of the bread is eaten. So we would empty out the bread drawer, put a trap in there, and we would get them. We actually got the glue ones that have the poison. So they get stuck, and then they just breathe it in and die.
Cute.
See, I saw the poison traps, but I was worried about getting them because I have the dog.
Yeah, she was like, "What's this?" Get it on her nose. Yeah, and
gummy poison.
Running around and just getting on even more, and then she just passes out.
She's already attempted to lick one of the traps with the peanut butter.
Oh, wow, that's delicious.
Fortunately, it was out of her reach.
Have you ever been hit with a mouse trap? Ever had one go off on you?
No.
No.
No? Nobody?
No. I'm too smart for
that. You have?
I did it like halfway. I couldn't do the full spring.
Well, you did it on purpose?
Yeah, and I got it like on the meat right here of my hand.
Yeah.
And I just kind of held it there and I picked it up. I did it like halfway. It was really tight.
Yeah.
I was like, damn. And I just let it go and it hurt halfway.
And probably full way would probably be about 4 times that impact.
Yeah. It would have hurt real bad.
Yeah, probably would have broke your hand.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I was a youngin.
Yeah. So.
Youngin. Little hands, mouse traps, they go well together.
So I have a question for the aristocrats.
Fucking bring it on, bitch.
Who took the picture of the little guy with the Mario shirt?
Oh yeah.
Who here works in Red Bank?
Oh, is that you, Kev?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know. I didn't even know where you worked.
I didn't even know that he took that picture.
After you said that, I felt bad and got rid of it.
It's still there.
No, I deleted it.
When did you delete it?
Today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mentioned that a few days ago.
Why? What's the problem? I didn't know. See, when it's somebody knows, it becomes a human being.
There is a chance. There is the off chance that he could follow us and look and be like, oh my god.
See, oh wait, you got a picture.
I
was leaving my office.
Okay.
And I saw a very short man,
very short,
wearing a T-shirt of the green mushroom from Mario.
But here's the thing: he's short, but he's proportionate. He's not a midget.
No, I don't know. His arms are kind of long.
His arms are very long. It looks like something stunted.
He doesn't have his knuckles chubby are dragging. Hands
he took a brain buster.
Yeah, exactly. No, he's not built like a midget. He's just a very small person. He almost looks like a sixth grader.
Yeah, he's not like I thought he was a child when I saw him with you. And
well, he was dressed as a shy guy for Halloween from Mario 2.
I just thought it was a child with a red blanket on.
Yeah,
so I don't get it. Is there something wrong with him?
He just has a must have had some kind of birth defect. I know he's also blind in one eye.
Maybe he just didn't drink enough milk as a kid.
Yeah.
Is that the side of that you ran up and took a picture of him?
But
what was that?
But he is a math professor at Brookdale, so, good for him.
I don't get this.
But he probably
you came across. Well, no, I took a picture of him and then posted it with the line that he had the wrong mushroom, that the other mushroom's the one that make you grow.
Yes.
Yeah.
He prefers the
it's good.
Up.
Yes.
Yeah.
He prefers the extra life because he might need it.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Worse than the picture originally said.
The organs fail. They don't live very long.
He might need to give him a lift so he can get something out of the top of the cupboard.
Nah, he's actually a cool guy. First couple times I met him, he was just there to play, Smash Brothers? Smash Brothers tournaments.
Shoots and Ladders?
So no, he's playing Smash.
I need some ladders.
And exactly. Step stools and
step stools and ladders.
Shoots
and, no. Princess step stools.
Shoots and step stools. Yes.
Step stools.
I need some ladders.
Yeah. I helped the guy out at the first couple tournaments I saw him at. And then,
you have to lift him up to get to the controllers?
Yes. Yes.
You got on all fours and just on your back.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Or did you tilt the machine down so you could see the screen?
Yeah. No, we have stools. we have stools. Yes, okay.
What's going on here? Chicken fight tournament? Nah, he just needs to hit touch controllers. I didn't really even see the pictures. I don't even know who we're making fun of.
Continue. I'm waiting for more.
Matt, you look bothered.
No, I'm waiting for more.
Oops. I have a cold. I can't think. I need some ladders.
Yeah, no. Shoots and step stools.
Monster that fits in a pocket. Step stools and ladders is my favorite.
So, yeah. thanks for taking that down, Kev. Just in case.
Just in case.
You never know.
Let's hope he doesn't start following us and listen to the show.
I know.
The only thing worse than...
But yeah,
because it's not funny when it's a human.
It's not funny when you know the person.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know?
Or know someone who knows the person.
Yeah.
It's no longer funny.
Mm.
That's right. But if we don't know you... We'll fucking make fun of the shit out of you.
Yeah, like fat lady was missing half her house.
Yeah, wow. Fuck her.
He definitely does fancy the shit out of some Bubble Bobble, though. I gotta tell you.
Ooh. Yeah. He does.
We play a beat that every time we go.
Beat it?
Yeah.
Beat it.
Takes a while, about 40 minutes.
Beat it. Woo!
But it's worth it. It's a satisfying experience.
Yeah.
Especially satisfying, one that makes you grow as a person.
Exactly.
On the inside. Not bones.
In the pants.
He's short. That's what got you.
He's short. It's just mean, Derek.
Yeah, well, he is. I really did think he was a kid. Why is Matt playing with this little kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, I pictured you playing it, and some kid came up and was like, can I play? You're like, oh, okay.
I would have just said, here, you can take my game, and I would have walked away. That would be my technique there. And he'd be like, well, I want to play with you. I'm like, no, this guy's fine. Go ahead. I got better things to do. Text
Single guys got to stay away from little kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had that. I still kind of have that, even though I have a kid. But before I had a kid, like going in the mall, you know, kid like kind of following you or next to you.
What?
And there's no like parent around.
What? Following you? What? What are you talking about?
If you just like walking and there's like a kid, or like in front of you, you know, if there's just like a little kid walking in front of you,
so you just run, away.
Why? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, run away.
You
with
get
them.
Away from him. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Grab him. One arm.
Snatch him. That's a hefty ransom.
Yeah. Not at the Eatontown Mall.
Come here, little boy.
He prefers to call it reward.
I endeavor to give you quite the riping.
Most people at the Eatontown, the Monmouth Mall, would gladly let you take their kids.
Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm. That's why they just leave them walking around.
Yeah. Where are all the white kids at?
I was once in Sears when I was a kid, and I used to just follow my mother by her butt. I would just see
what?
I just knew what her butt looked like.
Wow.
Like her jeans. So I would just follow her around.
No comment.
And just know, you know, her butt. And I followed some other woman out of the store because I thought it was my mother.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry, ma'am.
I'm like walking, and then I just hear like my mother scream behind me. I'm like, what? And this woman turned around. I'm like, oh.
Did
and
your dad ever use that excuse?
Oh, shit. Honey, you look like your ass.
I was just looking for you.
Let's bring him down here and ask him.
And then I got lost at Sesame Place.
Followed the wrong ass again?
Well, no. There was this big, like, tube-like thing.
Made of flesh?
No. It was, like, all these... It looked like blocks of ice, you know? And it was all these, like, weird tubes. So you would go in, you can climb up and stick your head out. It was a big thing.
Yeah.
And it went all around. So my parents were on the one side, and I went in, and I'm going
Steve
through the
tubes.
Steve
sounds bored by your story, Derek.
No, I'm not.
I don't care. I don't give a shit about
No, I'm not. I'm actually going to...
And I'm walking all around, and then I come out, and the one side looks exactly like the other side.
Oh.
So I walk out. I'm like, oh, where'd everybody go? So I just like walk out of there.
Went to Jason's French.
And I'm like walking around. Hey, where'd everybody go? And finally, this like older guy is just like, you know, are you lost? I'm like, yeah, I can't find my parents.
Excellent.
And he's like, all right, well, let's take you to the information booth or whatever. And, you know, they can page him or something.
Dark room right over here.
I'm like, all right. So he's like walking with me. And my mother runs up to him. Because they're like, where's Derek? Where's Derek? Where's Derek? So she sees him walking away with me.
Oh, my God.
And she just, like, pushes him out of the way, grabs me. Stay away from my son!
Nice.
And I'm just like, who's taking me somewhere?
The guy was like,
yeah, this poor guy was just like, I'm just trying to help your kid, asshole.
Wow.
Are you lost?
Yeah.
Well, let me check your oil.
So what he should have did was, well, what's your parents' names? And you would tell him, and then he would just start yelling that.
Yeah.
Right there. And that would have probably been better.
See, I went to...
He probably was taking me to his van or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just imagine.
What
a great story that would have been for the show. Damn it.
My dad took me to the Asbury Park boardwalk back in the day when it was, you know, like seaside.
Yeah.
When it was habitable.
Yeah. He took me and my cousin there, and we went to like a fun house. And as we were going up there, she told me that there was, you know, my dad wasn't going through, remember, you know, the whole one-player laser tag gimmick. He wasn't going in through this fun house. So he was waiting. He dropped us off at the entrance. He dropped us off at the entrance, and then he went to the exit, waiting for us. As we're going in, my cousin tells me that there's clowns that are going to grab me and take me away and like eat me or whatever. So I panicked and I broke away from her, and I ran back out the entrance where my dad no longer was waiting, because he went to the exit. So now I'm lost.
Oh jeez!
And I was running around the boardwalk of Asbury Park, you know, trying to find my dad, and then. I remember running and jumping or jumping off of something, and some guy caught me and then put me down. He's like, are you lost? And then the whole gimmick, well, let me help you find your dad or whatever. And then my dad popped out of nowhere and was like, that's my son. Yeah.
Your dad really popped out of nowhere.
Yeah. I'm like, well, no, that's not my dad. He's not black.
He lumbered out of nowhere.
So, yeah. Who's this colored man?
But I tell you what, that was kind of a scary feeling.
Yeah, that little panic of, you know, where's my mom?
Where's my safety net?
I don't know
net?
If I ever had that. You know what? I'm told. I'm told.
That you got lost on a line of Wendy's?
That when I was a child, I would just go off. I would just, yep, all right, see ya.
Bye.
And people wouldn't, I guess my family wouldn't notice until I was already missing.
Really?
And I would do this to my grandfather a lot.
Yeah.
So I'm told that I would, like, just go off and be, like, in another department of the store. And then I'd be like, where were you? Like, as if, like, I was, like, leading my grandfather around. So, I don't know. I guess I never had that fear or anything of getting lost.
Yeah, I had the. I was always had to be in, you know, in view. What? You're right, Matt.
That was very deep right there.
That was very deep.
Whoa. I think you just had a stroke or something.
A little bit.
Had a little Mike Ditka.
Yeah.
Ditka.
Oh. How's he doing?
Ditka? He's fine. He was back on the pregame show.
Can't wait.
Can't wait.
Can't wait. Ditka.
Yeah.
On the what? I missed that. That was something good, probably.
What?
Who's on the pregame show?
Yeah. Stop it.
No, that's
what he
completely factual and has no hint of humor at all. He co-hosts the ESPN pregame show on Sundays.
He was on it?
Yeah, he was there.
Stroking off?
He was there. He's alive. He's fine. He has his own segment called Stop It. He did that. He's regular old Ditka.
Oh. Speaking of...
Actually, no, he's dead, and they replaced him with Robot Ditka.
Wow.
Robot Ditka.
There's a Muppet Ditka.
Hey, B-Shaps got lost in a Costco once.
Oh, wow.
It's too bad it didn't stay that way. He was actually a Muppet Ditka, but not operated by Child Molesting Elmo.
Oh.
Huh.
Yeah, what happened with him?
apparently, somebody came out and said that I was a 16-year-old boy and Elmo had sex with me.
Elmo.
And then that same person was like, wait, no, that didn't happen. And then a couple days later was like, hey, Elmo gave me... six figures to say that didn't happen, so he obviously did it.
Oh.
And then another person came forward and was like, yeah, you know, I got fucked by Elmo, too. Elmo, of course, being the puppeteer and voice, Kevin Clash.
Yes.
Who was also Splinter in the Turtles movie.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did work on...
And he's a boy fucker!
He did work on Labyrinth and, I believe, Dark Crystal.
I always.
How did he get to all these projects while he's fucking boys?
I always thought
this
was
long before he was Elmo.
Oh.
I always thought it was funny to see in the beginning credits of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, Kevin Clash and Kevin Nash.
All right. Yeah.
I always thought that was like a typo or something. They put it twice. Huh. I didn't realize until many years later.
The name's
Kevin
so
Nash
nice, they put it twice.
It was actually.
So now he's gone, right? Kevin Clash,
yeah, he
stepped down.
Well, he temporarily left. He was taking a little sabbatical.
Yeah.
But then when more people started coming out, the Sesame Street people were like, nah, we can't have you anymore.
So is Elmo gone? Are they hanging the character up?
Any, like, six-year-old can do Elmo's voice. You don't need this guy to be Elmo. So.
Can you do it, Derek?
Yeah, I think so.
Hey, all right, let's hear you do Elmo.
It's going to be hard because I have a cold.
Oh, boy.
Well, it's a higher register.
It is.
Register.
And, you know, I'm kind of deep now, so I think I can do
okay.
it. How you doing? My name is Elmo. The monster.
The monster.
Governor of Minnesota.
That's fucking good. I closed my eyes, and I really thought Elmo was here.
What? Yeah, I know.
Okay, now, to hear the...
Hee-haw-ha.
To hear...
That tickles.
To hear the contrast and difference between doing a voice. Now, we just heard Elmo right there, Derek. Now, Derek, please do Splinter to hear how different
reads,
these two voices
are. We can spell
are.
It.
I've never done Splinter. I don't know if
ready?
I can do this.
This could be a tough one.
Come on. Hear it.
Do you need a second to, like, prepare?
Again, you remember how high and, like, twingy the voice of
it's hard to
Elmo
do.
Is?
Hurt my throat a little
bit. I could probably give you an example of how it probably sounds.
The delivery is very
slow.
Well,
let's hear how Derek does it.
Well, this is how I would do it.
Okay, how would you do it?
Mimicking his movements from my cage.
Okay.
Now you
That's
try.
Good, that's good.
Oh, see, I was going to do...
I think Derek can do it better. Let's hear.
I was just going to do Shredder, so... I have a cold.
Oh.
I was just about to do Shredder for some reason.
I'm sorry,
reason.
Okay.
That's why, and now I'm way off.
All right,
okay,
Splinter.
Okay, Splinter.
Yeah, Splinter. Okay, they're right, okay. How you doing? My name is Splinter.
It's already gotten old.
I
know.
I'm the governor of Minnesota.
there
is.
Is
the punchline.
Yeah. I am the governor of the sewer den.
So Splinter fuck kids too.
Danny?
Yeah.
Which isn't as surprising.
Well, no, I don't think he fucked kids. He was just gay, right?
What?
What?
Oh, wait. See, I'm thinking of Shredder again.
What?
The guy who did Shredder's voice is gay.
No. Mm. That's what is his name?
I'm getting the black
Reginald. What is his name?
Up.
Reginald Bell Johnson or whatever his name is.
The
guy from Family Matters
yes,
is gay.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Yeah. He is.
Oh, he's gay.
Yeah. What?
Carl
Winslow's
gay.
Is gay.
Yeah. No.
Carl
Winslow's
gay. Uncle Phil is not gay.
But get he the does fuck out of here.
He is gay.
Carl Winslow is gay?
Carl Winslow's gay.
Carl Winslow.
No.
The guy who plays that character, he's a gay.
Family Matters
fat,
is gay.
Black
he just, came out years and years ago.
Hold on. I'm about to Google right now. Carl Winslow is gay. There's no way Carl Winslow.
Louis Anderson.
Well, yeah, that's fucking given. Louis Anderson's gay.
Louis Anderson.
My dad, me. Gay.
Well, Kev, this is looks.
Show
this
me
up.
Captain Crunch.
Speaking of
Louis Anderson was great on Family Feud.
Speaking of dead or dying people in sports, Spectre Macho Camacho.
Ooh.
He's dead.
Wife beater, right?
About time. Oh, and a child fucking beater.
Yep.
He chokeslammed his son, then stomped his face into the ground.
I bet you he deserved it.
That's exactly what I said.
Speaking of chokeslams, we can
according to Cha-Cha, is Carl Winslow gay in real life? Cha-Cha answer, I find no indication that Carl Winslow is gay in real life.
Cha-Cha is full of shit.
Carl Winslow is not gay. No. Reginald Bell Johnson is gay.
What's his name? Reginald Bell Johnson?
I think it's Reginald, or something like that.
Yeah, Reginald Bell Johnson.
There you go.
Oh, Vel Johnson.
Vel.
Oh, I put Bell.
Vel. I said Bell, but Vel.
Actor.
Is Reginald Bell Johnson gay? The number one
I'm
search.
Just going to control F.
Openly gay celebs.
Gay.
I'm pretty sure that Reginald Vel Johnson is gay.
He is gay.
He is.
That's all Steve has said. He is gay.
Well,
he's
it's...
That's all you need to know. He is gay.
Why don't you ask Siri?
Okay. Siri, is Reginald Vel Johnson gay?
Would you like me to search the web for...
Yes, you cunt!
Hey, hey, hey.
Oh, sorry.
She's just here to help.
A friend of mine asked Siri a very horrible racist question. She says, it sounds like someone needs some sensitivity training.
VH1.com's allegedly gay black actors.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
That's an alleged lie.
I told Siri I loved her once, and then her response was, thank you. Can we get back to work now, please?
My job is loving you, though.
Siri's great.
Siri's the best.
No, I hardly ever. The only time I ever use Siri is when I have to search something while driving.
Yeah. Something you just have to know before you get to where you're going.
Rolls Carl Winslow. I find no concrete evidence that.
No, he's gay.
Oh, yes.
He just go to his Wikipedia.
I'm on his Wikipedia.
There's nothing.
Nothing about being gay.
He's gay.
Well, and queers love spreading how queer other people queer are.
Well, wow. You know, he's from a different era of queer.
Yeah. You know? He didn't talk about how queer you
were. Yeah, they just did it.
You didn't kiss in public. You know.
What the hell was Steve Urkel's real name? Like Jerrold White or something?
Jaleel White.
Jaleel
White. He was Sonic the Hedgehog.
Wow.
He's also on a new show now.
Good.
Yeah.
I imagine he looks exactly the same with a little salt and pepper in his hair.
Well, you know, black don't crack.
So. True. Now I was going to say while Kev searches for this, speaking of choke slams, which you just mentioned before, anybody see the new Pink video?
No.
She's hot.
She's hot. All right. She looks like a pro wrestler now. She's really like extremely buff more than ever, I think, after having the kid. She choke slams the guy in the video through a coffee table.
Is it called Try?
Yeah. It's a really good video.
Let's check
and they just performed it live. It was very impressive.
Let's check this shit out. I want to see this.
Oh.
This is Pink.
Oh, I love her.
Yeah, this is it.
How'd they get my body in there?
My body.
Mine.
She is sexy.
Basically, this whole video is like a mix between pro wrestling and ballet.
And me fucking the shit out of her.
Fuck.
She had a kid.
Yeah. She looks fantastic. She looks like that. But again, they just performed this live at the AMAs.
Like they did this?
They reenacted the whole video in like a set and everything. Complete with fire.
She's in pretty good shape.
I would eat her dumper with a claw hammer.
Right.
Me too.
Dumper.
Oh, you don't like
her? She looks like she would clean up really nice.
I love her.
By the way, this is probably going to get kicked off.
Yeah, I think so.
YouTube. Well, maybe we
she's shredded.
She's
how
really
old is she? What?
Our age, maybe.
Really?
Fuck.
Maybe. Yeah. That's doesn't she look like she should
oh,
be?
Oh man,
she
has sex lines.
79. She's 30, going to be 33.
She's 33. There you go. Yeah.
She's not testosterone.
She definitely does. Definitely high levels of testosterone.
I've spilled some seed because of Pink.
All right.
Several times in my life.
But
I guess we're just gonna watch the whole thing.
I guess so. Ooh.
Speaking of spilling seed,
wait, what? What do you mean?
Ask.com top answers on Reginald Val Johnson being gay.
Oh boy!
Kicked
in the vagina.
This guy just kicked her vag.
He did it on the.
I keep missing all the good shit because of the computer.
Yeah,
but they, but she had like a.
I'm
tarp
watching Derek watch
over
this.
Her like a torn up tarp. So there was a choke slam.
Damn,
what the hell?
She did
a full on choke slam,
and somehow his neck turned purple.
Yeah,
she's so sexy, dude. Ask.com, is Reginald Val Johnson gay?
Yeah.
Top answers: he is not married, has never been. Reginald Val Johnson has been in Step in the movie, Out at the Wedding. Answer number three, he didn't die.
Oh. Well, he's not dead, so
that means he doesn't have gay cancer.
More web answers.
Cancer.
5'8", the dad from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Wow.
5'8".
And, the dad.
And that's gay too.
That's double wrong because he's an uncle.
And
he's
born,
an uncle, not a dad.
Born on August 16th, 1952.
He's a dad.
He's gay,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, but he's Uncle Phil. Like, when you're talking about to, like, the main character, Uncle Phil. He's not Dad Phil.
I got you.
Uncle Phil's gay, too.
I don't think he is.
He is.
Check that up, too.
Him and Reginald Jesus. White had sex.
Reginald
wow.
Reggie White.
Reggie White.
Reggie
White. What the fuck his name is? I only know him as Carl Winslow. You guys look
Reggie
deeper.
Reggie White.
You guys go deeper into his fucking life than I do.
Reggie White, yes.
Is Uncle Phil gay?
Reggie White's dead, but he's gay, too.
Again, top choice. If you put in, is Uncle Phil, Google's first one is Uncle Phil gay? Oh, no. Uncle Phil from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air is gay? Did you hear that?
Jim McKenzie, one of our Facebook friends, posted this on our timeline.
Oh, my God.
That is...
Is that a gay Jewish fucking Reginald White?
That is Reginald.
That's not Reggie White.
What the no? What's his name?
Reginald
Val Johnson.
Val Johnson.
Reginald Val Johnson.
With lipstick on, a gold watch, and the pink hat has a pink and yellow triangle.
Oh, no, it has a pink and yellow Jewish star.
Oh, that's a fucked up Triforce.
Pretty much.
Yeah. This guy's a new fag. He can't Triforce.
Now scrolling down, according to this, Sherman Helmsley was gay, too.
Really?
Sherman Helmsley.
Allegedly.
Sinclair?
Sherman Helmsley.
So this
I'm
is
the governor of Minnesota.
He's dead now.
Apparently all black actors are gay.
And dead.
Yeah. And dead.
Yeah. Chris Tucker's gay.
He's dead.
Dead too.
They all died of AIDS.
He's actually coming out another Friday movie.
Oh, jeez.
No, he's not.
Yeah, it's another Friday.
Shut up.
It's called Last Friday.
Month of Fridays.
He's not.
When are they going to do Saturday?
That was pretty nasty.
Yeah, they did. It's called Any Movie White People Did.
Yeah.
Speaking of unnecessary sequels, has anyone heard anything further on the next Austin Powers movie?
I heard like one thing a while ago, and that was it.
I heard so in anxious. 2002 that Michael Myers said that as long as somebody would pay for them, he'd do them.
Absolutely.
Why not?
Yep. Why it's going to be so bad, but I can't wait.
First one was good, but I didn't realize it was bad until I saw the second one, which was really good.
Yeah.
And then the third one just crushed everything. Didn't like it at all.
Really?
It was bad. Second one was probably one of the better comedies.
Siri, when's the new Austin Powers movie coming out?
Yep. Let me get in my time machine to 1998.
I like the first Austin Powers. Wait for an answer here.
First off.
Looking for Austin Powers. I don't see any showtimes for today. But here's Austin Powers and Goldmember.
We don't want that, bitch.
And it brought up the Rotten Tomatoes review of Austin Powers and Goldmember.
What's the percentage?
20%.
54.
54? Really?
See, I did like Goldmember, but I treat it as like a completely like auxiliary movie to the series. Like, it's just like, here's...
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, there's one and two.
Yeah.
Well, the way I see it is, too, after you watch two, if you go back and watch one seems like so tame. Yeah,
exactly.
And like, jokes aren't there.
What's the one with Heather Graham?
That's two.
Two.
Because her tits are nice.
But
they are.
Like, everything is nice.
Yeah.
Like one,
still nice.
One and two.
And she's like 45
and still nice.
Mm-hmm.
I was never into her.
You're fucking crazy.
one
None
and two
of us were in her, but she's still hot.
One and two kind of went together. Three kind of, you know, I think it kind of went another way,
yeah,
but like stood on its own. It was like
I still like it,
but it kind of fit the formula of James Bond, which is what they were mocking to begin with. You know,
All I know is the scene where they're dancing outside that fucking restaurant on the sidewalk. When her fucking titties are bouncing.
Oh, yeah.
I like actually like slow-mo'd the fuck out of that.
Yeah.
What did you get when you found
And I spilled some fucking baby batter.
Oh, who was that?
Elvis Costello.
Ladies and gentlemen, Elvis
and
Costello.
Burt Bacharach.
Yeah. What's the song they sang there?
Just pull it up.
Yeah, I want to see your titties bouncing.
Never fall in love.
What do you got when you fall in love?
We got it.
Well, the problem is it's a real song, so I'm getting all of the unofficial. So I gotta, I gotta tag in some Austin Powers.
Oh,
well, while we're looking for that,
can't you do his
Austin thing? Powers 4 will happen when it's exactly right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Burt Bacharach and Mr. Elvis Costello.
By the way, this is other than the breast bouncing. This is my least favorite part of the movie.
Oh yeah, no, really? The breast bouncing makes it though. That guy reminds me of Derek, by the way.
Yep, that's why.
That's an incredible compliment.
Really?
I'm a big Elvis Costello fan.
Yeah, but still, he don't look good.
I wish titties, look at his titties, Derek. Kev.
I'm well aware.
She does have incredibly malleable breasts.
I like when he sits on her leg and then he sticks up his legs in his arms.
Oh, man, look at those things. Kev, you're missing it.
There you go.
Sorry, dude. Show research.
Yep. We're watching TV on our show.
She's probably one of the most incredible women to have ever lived.
Ever lived.
I don't know, man. But she's up there. Here comes her titty bouncing. Here it goes.
Oh, is this the part you're talking about?
She starts giggling.
Mm-hmm.
I missed it.
You missed it.
Looks like it was edited.
You're quite good on your feet.
I'm even better off my feet.
That means sex.
And then you get an awkward Elvis Costello smile.
Like an embarrassed Elvis Costello.
According to an MTV.com article written in August of 2012.
So far, I love it.
A direct quote from a director and the screenwriter, co-screenwriter. I talk to Mike all the time. We're friends. He gave me the break of a lifetime doing Austin 1. For 10 years, we've tried to figure out what the right story would be. So this essentially says that it's a matter of timing, but if they were to do another one, it would most likely be a story that just follows Dr. Evil.
Good. Because I like Dr. Evil
a lot. Yeah, but you got to...
Well, I mean, if you got... It's not like they got to cast somebody else for Austin. You know, no. You got Dr. Evil, you got to have some Austin in there.
Yeah. It's the same guy.
Is it?
Yeah. And then he also played
they
somebody else
do
in that
it
movie,
before fucking Vern, whatever his name is, dies.
No, I just hope he dies.
He's just like, what?
And I hope they use his corpse in the movie. I fucking hate him. Yeah. I wish he would die now, and I wish I could resurrect him.
Vern Troyer?
Vern Troyer?
You know, I saw him in Red Bank one time wearing a Mario shirt.
Really? Wow.
How you doing? This is Vern Troyer.
That's a great impression.
I'm the smallest governor of Minnesota.
Yeah.
McMahon.
So anyway.
It's Christina Applegate's birthday.
Really?
Yeah.
How old is she?
Good question.
She's got to be 40. She's got to be 40. At least 42.
Oh, you guys talk about her. I'm going to take it to dum dum.
Oh, my goodness. Dum 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 dum.
Matt, were you a fan of Married with Children?
Oh, I was.
Best sitcom of all time.
We've already been through this before, right?
Didn't she have a mastectomy?
What, where they chop a tit off?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, she had amazing breasts, too.
Sans one tit. 1971. You're better at math than I am.
Oh, wow. So there you go.
40. 42?
41.
Yes.
That's her, Katie Seagal?
No.
What are you talking about? I saw her.
Christina Applegate.
Katie Seagal's like almost 60.
Christina, one titty Applegate.
One titty.
Now, I got a question about Michael Myers. His career is defined by Austin Powers or Wayne's World?
Oh, I thought like by like machetes. Oh, that was Jason.
Ooh, boo.
So it's like me, I think of Wayne's World.
I mean, that's what separated him from just being a funny guy on SNL. You know.
Wayne. So I Married an Axe Murderer.
That's nothing.
Movie.
You know what would be great?
Got nothing.
We should have mic'd the bathroom like you and I said earlier, because then Derek could still talk to us.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know he's a fan of So I Married an Axe Murderer.
Yeah.
Which was a great movie.
Yeah, but it didn't do anything for him.
I don't know about that.
Didn't do anything.
It wasn't
I think it was
movie.
The launch pad.
He didn't need it.
I think that's what set the gears in motion.
I don't think he needed it either, but it was a good movie.
Wayne's World and Austin Powers. That's it. Nothing else.
Has anybody seen The Love Guru?
Nope.
Might actually, be the single worst movie I've ever seen in my life.
Now, you say that, but I don't think it was that bad.
You like it?
No, I don't like it, but I don't think it was the worst.
You love it.
I want some more of it.
That's fucking terrible.
It wasn't, to me, it wasn't horrible. It wasn't the worst.
If you want, like, an hour and a half of the most obvious, stupid sight jokes and...
Listen, I'm going to go ahead and say that Beverly Hills Ninja was worse.
No, fuck you.
I want to see that movie. Never saw it before. I want to see it.
You're huge.
It's a great movie.
It's not great.
It is.
It's also better than people say it is.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people shit all over it.
They do.
Saying that it was a waste of his time.
When Chris Farley keeps kicking his shoes off before he goes into the hotel and can't figure out why they're not there when he comes back is amazing.
I think Derek could be the blood guru.
I think Derek just be...
Blood in the bowl, that is.
Yeah. Hi, Derek.
Now, Derek, have you seen either or The Love Guru or Beverly Hills Ninja?
I believe I've seen Beverly Hills Ninja because I remember it being very bad.
What?
Oh, my God. Go home.
I did not like his voice in the movie.
What was wrong with his voice? I haven't seen it.
He just talked like a
high-pitched
like an idiot.
Weird.
You know, like you just talk like this all the time.
No, he had like a weird, like almost like he like English was his second language, kind of Chinese. You know,
what, so talking in Asian cadence.
Yeah, he was like
he was talking like an Asian guy speaking English.
Yeah, he was talking like Jackie Chan, kind of.
Okay,
you know, and which he has said it was annoying. Mm-hmm. See, I understand that was a character, but
no. From the thing is a lot of people shit on it, and I think it's better than people say it is.
Just like Little Nicky. I couldn't take his stupid voice.
Little Nicky was dumb.
He was dumb.
I kind of dug Little Nicky.
But I think Beverly Hills Ninja is better than most people say it is. But it's not a great movie.
No.
By any means.
Any stretch of the imagination.
But Love Guru might have been better than Beverly Hills Ninja.
The bullshit. Wow. Love Guru was so bad.
I never even got
No, it was. It was bad.
Would be the great fight ninja of the legend.
Let's see. This is just a random clip of Beverly Hills Ninja.
That's when he's a kid.
That does look like
what
he's
a great cast. That's Liu Kang.
We were very wrong.
That really, really is Liu Kang.
It is.
Yeah. Hate to get to a point where he's talking. Is it just the music the whole time, or what's going on?
And the Chris Farley yell?
It's going to be nothing.
No voice.
You know what's crazy is he doesn't make those facial expressions anymore.
Oh, why not?
Because his jaw is resting on his chest.
Oh.
Yeah, he's dead now. Can you do a Chris Farley imitation?
Oh,
yeah, I never could. Good.
Really?
I mean, I can give it a shot.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
make sure you get that Chicago accent.
Okay, that's right. Maybe not. Don't try to just do general Chris Farley, but like... One of his
Is that a movie?
Like one of his movie characters.
Man.
Like Tommy Boy.
Like Tommy Boy.
All right. I don't even remember a line.
You know what about...
No, I got a line.
Hold on.
I'm just going to make
Maybe you should just try, because it might be a movie that you may know better, Black Sheep. There's a lot of political stuff in that, so
yeah,
it might...
Yeah.
And
we just had an election, so that makes
sense.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. I know a good line from that.
Here we go.
Okay. I do. My name is Chris Farley.
Wow.
I'm the governor of Minnesota.
It's pretty good, Derek.
That was good. Spot on.
You're fantastic. You should be doing voiceover.
Wow.
I've been saying that for years.
They should just take like Chris Farley's head and then just like anamorph the mouth. and have you do his voice.
That would be awesome. I would do that.
And he could be in so many movies again.
Yeah. Dude, one of the greatest lines in the Black Sheep movie, though, is when they...
kill Whitey.
No, he just goes, man, that guy's a dick.
Yes.
I always liked, I got bitch on top bunk. Okay.
I got bitch on top bunk.
David Spade and Chris Farley were fantastic together.
Yes.
David Spade's a wiener.
Like, most people think David Spade's a wiener. But them two together were fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of wieners, let's get into some news here.
Mm. Ooh.
Ooh. I got some news. Both B-Shaps and Clutch signed out.
I know. They left. They fucking bolted.
Nobody cares.
Nah. That's what I was saying the whole time.
Why do
Nobody
we?
Cares. We don't. I don't.
Let's just talk about wrestling.
I don't even
Fuck
listen
everything.
To the show anymore.
What? No, I only listen to the shows like once now, and that's it.
I don't even do that. I haven't listened to the past two shows.
Wow.
I do them. That's what's important.
Yeah, you're here.
So this guy, John Colazos.
Okay.
Fake dentistry suspect. He is now accused of kissing patients' buttocks.
Oh, yeah.
Florida man already accused of performing dentistry without a license now stands charged of kissing a woman's rear end while treating her toothache.
Is kissing a rear end a nice way of saying he ate her ass while she was passed out?
I don't know.
Or they mean he was just kissing her ass.
Did he
did everything she wanted him to do.
Yeah, exactly. Did he,
I was kissing
was he just
his
really
ass.
Nice or did he like tongue fuck her butt?
I think he performed analingus while she was under.
Oh, yeah.
He allegedly fitted a Hollywood apartment with dental equipment. He was arrested last week for suspicion of additional quackery from 2010, the South Florida Sun Sentinel, blah, blah, blah. He's 47. He got out of line during an appointment. He allegedly administered a paste to soothe her. When that didn't work, the patient said he injected her buttocks
to reduce
the pain in her mouth. And then planted his lips on her derriere and touched her genitalia.
I got to suck the poison out.
How did she know this if she was young?
She had a boo-boo. He kissed it better. I don't understand what the deal is.
Yeah.
Anytime I get a needle at the doctor, I ask him to kiss it.
Now, something related. Has any one of you guys scrapped it to the movie The Dentist?
What? The Dentist? That's a movie?
Yeah. It's like a horror
movie.
Who's
in it?
I don't know. Some creep.
Who's the hot chick in it?
Some other creepette.
What?
Obviously not.
Michelle Pfeiffer?
No.
Is it?
You never heard of this movie?
Was it Michelle Pfeiffer?
Basically,
what is it called?
Basically, he would, like, you know, sedate people to, like, do work on their... Basically, he caught his wife or something blowing the pool boy.
Nice. Ooh.
Yeah. And then, like, he was... there was a scene where he's at work and, like, this chick's all sedated or something. And he's, like, kind of looking down her shirt.
Dr. Finestone has everything, a beautiful wife and a successful career in dentistry. Yes. But when he discovers his wife's affair, he realizes that behind every clean white surface lies stench of decay.
Wow.
Ooh, having gone insane, he enacts cruel dental torture on his patients.
Yeah. But he like sucks the titties of some chick while she's
sucks
out.
Sucks the titties.
Yeah,
now spit.
All right, we got...
It made me crank the fuck out of it when I was
We got
younger.
Linda Hoffman.
Here he comes,
Molly
girls, the
Hayden.
Leader of the plaque.
Krista Soles.
But it's a very similar story.
Any of these names sound familiar here?
Ken Forey?
No. These are all wannabe actresses that never made it.
Molly it's Hagen.
Like, it's a creepy movie, though, because like, there's scenes where like...
Was it her tits?
She got pig faces.
I can't remember. But
you know what? We watched that Pink video before.
Yeah.
You kind of
You're horny now, right?
Well, no.
Because he already took care of himself in the bed.
I was.
Typically, her songs are catchy, but I can't remember a single piece of the music
that
at all.
It was actually a good song.
Well, it wasn't like, you know, earwormy like she normally is.
I like the newer single she has out right now.
Haven't been following her.
I can't tell you the name of the song. I just hear it all the time.
Oh, okay. That's good enough for me.
Yeah, I mean it's catchy. You know, I mean,
well, that's the thing.
Get your head bopping a little bit. Your toe fucking.
Well, you know who helped write her first album?
You,
me. No, the singer from Four Non Blondes.
Oh, yeah. Ew. She hot, right?
No,
not at all.
Can we get an image?
Yeah, we can. Yeah, well, she wasn't that hot to begin with.
I remember growing up, everyone always saying that like Sean, you saw it was hot.
Who?
No, you know what?
The chick from Rob
She's
Zombie.
She's only hot on that
one. Yeah, White Zombie?
She's only hot on that one album cover.
Yeah, that's all. I've seen pictures of her.
She's only hot because of who she is.
You know who else used to be pretty hot and is absolutely fucking hideous and you have to bring up a picture of her very soon? Darcy from Smashing Pumpkins. Whoa!
She's not hot?
You have to see her now.
Okay, I will.
She's fucking
gross. This is Linda Perry.
Oh, my God.
Ew!
And that's a good picture.
Steven Tyler?
Yeah, I was
exactly.
Gonna say that.
Let's get a good...
I'm going to bring it up on the screen region over here.
Yeah, you do that. I'm going to bring up... an image search.
Oh, God.
Yeah, like this right here.
Now, this is the chick that helped Pink write her album?
Yeah, this is the singer from Four Non Blondes.
Which is something you're into,
said,
right?
Hey, yeah, yeah.
I like that song.
On? Yeah, well, that's her. And
is this from The Dentist?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, look at her there. Look at
her.
Here,
yeah, she's rough. She looks like Steven Tyler.
Yeah.
Basically, she just looks hideous.
Yeah.
I wouldn't, actually.
No?
No.
Actually,
definitely
she looks
not.
Better there.
No. Yeah.
Ugh.
Fucking creep.
All right, she's...
Matt's got a picture of her. She looks like she has some nice boobies.
She might.
Breastages?
But she just looks like a creature.
Of the night.
Yeah. Creature of the night.
Now bring up the Darcy or whatever.
Darcy?
Steve Darcy.
Here we go.
Darcy.
Because she was only good around that whole...
Darcy Retzky.
Smashing Pumpkins.
Okay, here she
fucking
was.
Zero
here she
time.
Was. Like, she kind of has, like, pseudo...
Oh,
like,
my God. Is that really her mugshot?
Yeah, it is, Derek.
Wow.
Can you pull that picture up of her right here, that mascot?
The black and white one should be one of the first ones to show up.
Yeah, let's show Kev what she used to look like.
Thing. She was a pretty attractive woman. There's better pictures of her than this, too. But
yeah, she wasn't bad.
The black and white one, Derek, if you see that. Where she's got like almost like a Christina Aguilera sort of
Christina Applegate mix.
Yeah, wow.
Oh, okay, yeah, she looks like
Christina
right.
Wants it.
Pretty
mix.
Good. And then especially with her see-through. Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a picture.
Uh huh. Yeah. All right.
But then we have.
And I remember at the 1996 Video Music Awards being very attractive with her apple juice.
Ew.
And
that's fucking meth.
But
I don't know what happened.
Yeah, she's definitely sucking on a pipe.
Oh,
okay. And that's only from like 2000.
Here that picture
is.
Right there, the mugshot.
Yep.
So she's even worse
than
that.
12
now.
Years ago.
Oh,
a long time.
Look at the collagen. What happened? What did you do? You
that's
asshole.
Not collagen. Wait. That's crack pipe.
Okay,
crackagen.
Which girl is this?
This is
I was
the bass
I was looking at
pumpkins from
Smashing
Pumpkins.
Oh, all right.
She's not with the band.
The Asian
one.
Guy.
Mm, no,
that's James Iha.
Oh, okay.
Go to the see through shirt.
Because it looks like that's what it looks like.
This one.
Yeah,
you can see her nips.
Yeah. By the way, I posted on the Super Secret group a picture, a screenshot.
Actually, that picture, Derek,
from the dentist. If you want to,
this
there's better ones than that.
As big as it gets.
Oh,
with the nipples?
Not what she said.
Waka waka. That's probably the best she looked at that era right there. And I don't think she's with the band no more. I don't think James Iha is either.
No, there's like nobody left. It's just Billy Corgan and the fake Smashing Pumpkins.
World is a vampire.
Now, I wonder how a super fan like you know certain somebody we know.
Who are these black dudes?
Is still a super
is that Ric
fan,
Flair?
Even though the band is completely not the band.
Super fan that we know still digs them and goes to their shows and actually gets to meet Billy now
on a regular basis.
Yeah, who'd have thunk?
She has more pictures of herself with Billy Corgan than I do of my mom.
Yeah,
and myself.
But the thing is, though, is like how is she a super fan still of that band when it's not that band anymore?
Well, she's just she likes Billy.
Yeah, exactly.
She likes Billy Corgan.
That's kind of is the band, you're right?
It's Billy. It's the name.
Like the band might as well be just Billy Corgan, not Smashing Pumpkins.
Pretty much is. Smashing Corgans.
Smashing Corgans.
And he runs an independent wrestling promotion in Chicago.
Chicago
Resistance Pro. The son of Davey Boy Smith, the British Bulldog, is their champion.
Really?
Yeah. Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Mm.
Harry Smith.
Yeah.
Well, we have been doing a lot of YouTubing today. And our good friend, what the fuck's his name?
Brian Shapiro.
Justin Bieber.
Bieber.
He was the number one of all time YouTube video. And he has been bumped.
Oh.
Ooh? By the Thanksgiving song?
Yeah, no.
By the Bum Bum song?
Willy Bum Bum?
Gangnam Style has superseded
What
him.
The fuck is this? I've been hearing about this. I don't know what it is.
Stupid.
Gangnam Style.
Yeah, it's... I mean, it's
there
from...
There is a Korean, a very popular Korean singer named Psy.
PSY.
And
this right here is the top video now?
Yeah. It has like 370 million views.
We're only like 2 months behind on this, by
it's
the way.
It's so catchy.
The video is actually very funny.
It is. And all the parodies, the endless parodies on the internet.
Hold on. You think the video is funny? There's a version of the video where somebody takes out the music and adds in the sound effects of what would actually be going on in the background.
That's awesome. That is very
if you want to check that out.
I do. He's just...
Is this real?
Yes, this is real.
Yeah. Yeah. No, this is like he's not doing this like as like a parody to something.
No, he is like a star. Like
this is what he does.
Like millions of people go to see him in Korea.
Oh my goodness!
And now in America.
Yeah. Well, he was on like Good Morning America and Ellen Show.
This is the first I've ever heard of this. I mean, I've heard this song before.
Well,
on the radio.
I didn't know who he was. Yeah, I didn't know who he was until this song, and it already had 300 million views before the first time I saw it.
Yeah.
Open Gangnam Style. It sounds like it says open condom style.
I don't understand the fascination though.
Because you can't understand what he's saying.
It's that dance where he's riding a horse.
And that's like the new not just that, it's the double fist cross thing. That's like a little more.
Now this part's funny when he starts yelling at the girl's ass.
Yes. And when he's in the
toilet.
Yes. But when he's in the
See, there's a nice little Asian ass and they just screaming at it. Because you know, why not?
Like the beat, but the thing is like anybody can make this beat. I think the
they
beat
didn't.
Do it, Steve.
No, the thing is,
you know, I hate it when people say beat. I really do. I'm sorry, and you do it all the time because they use that to describe like
this
how
part.
A song sounds.
I love this part.
Yeah, that's like ridiculous. A Korean comedian apparently. Yeah.
Like, and all the fucking famous. Parodies of this are amazing. Every one of them.
The thing I'm about to say though is true.
The beat.
If the music. Wasn't like how it is. It wouldn't be. The music is making this popular, not the video.
The music is epic.
Well, no, the video helped it.
Yeah, obviously.
The video made this guy.
This has millions of views in America, and of course it's not what the words are because nobody has a fucking clue other than sexy lady what he's saying.
No, and it's not the video either.
Sure it is.
It is the video.
People are turning this on and
they're dancing around their house. Yeah, it's a catchy song, and the
it's
video.
It's a highly entertaining video.
By the way,
video.
Derek, that version I mentioned before, I just posted to the Super Secret group. If you want,
oh, okay, I will bring that up. But what I also want to bring up,
I want you to bring up the Korean dance team dancing to this.
Where's
that one on the
I see
right
Hank
next
Hill.
To the girl, right next to.
Well,
Hank,
I want to show Steve this to show him the magnitude of this guy. Look at these people.
God. Yeah, it's not,
what's that? This is he, this is like.
He
look at it! Look at all
that's
those
like,
fucking people.
That's like the
for
the
him.
Mall.
That's like the mall in fucking DC, filled with people.
And
no,
every
dude,
single
the house,
one of them.
I'm the superstar here.
They're nuts. He doesn't even have to sing it.
He's massive.
I love this guy. You know what I really wish?
There
I,
is no band right now in America that could fill that place.
Nope. Not in the slightest.
Not
even
U2.
That's
true.
You couldn't put like U2 and like fucking
Aerosmith,
Kid Rock. You couldn't put like a completely random bunch of people who all draw like 50,000 people apiece and fill what he's in right there. They're nuts, these people.
And there's probably millions more that couldn't get in.
Exactly. They're all in the streets right now. Or they're playing StarCraft.
Yes,
because StarCraft
dying in internet cafes.
StarCraft tournaments draw 30,000 people in Korea.
That's a lot of people.
I want to see this guy get on stage one day and pull off his mask and beat Kim Jong Il.
Jeez,
that's what I want to see. Bring up the
well, now he's from the good Korea.
Yeah, the good Korea. Bring up the Korean dance team.
This one,
yeah.
Deadpool.
Yeah, if you want to go rub one out, not what are you doing? No. The one with the girls on it.
I just said this one, and you said
you were hovering over it when you said that, and I was like, yeah, but then you moved to Deadpool.
No, absolutely not.
That's not what happened.
That's what happened.
That's what I saw.
Well, I don't know.
You went like this one, and like you went over. I was like, yeah, but then you went all the way.
Well, whatever. Do you see it over here?
No.
Well, we're not gonna.
Yeah, right there.
Where?
Go back
here.
Up there. You go.
Are you sure?
Yeah, that's it.
Can I click it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, see, that's not the one.
Oh.
I didn't mean that one.
Get us some full screen here, Dag.
Now, what is this?
This is just Korean dance team dancing into it. So if you guys want to go rub one out, go ahead. That's all.
I think it's Asians.
Yeah.
Very good dancers.
Yeah.
Juggy Nudja.
By the way, I don't know if it's still the top comment, but I believe the top comment on this for a while was, I need to get an Asian girlfriend right now.
Oh. The top comment for Rebecca Black's video was, just here for my daily dislike.
Yes. Look at this. It has 75 million views.
Yeah.
And I saw this maybe a month ago, and it's got another 25 million views.
I want to see what Kevin was talking about.
Let's hear it.
The only person in this country that I think is pulling that kind of views in is Mac Miller.
Who's that?
Exactly.
He's a rapper from Pittsburgh.
Great. Die.
Okay, so now this is the video, but with just sound effects?
It's without the music, and they added the sound effects of what's going on in the video.
Open Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style.
This is actually very funny. I don't know how well it's translating to the podcast, but
I'll put the link to this also on the Facebook if people want to check it out.
It's cute. And the thing about this is
I was waiting for that. Do they have him shitting in the toilet?
Oh man. Do they have like a
I gotta see where he's in the toilet.
Yeah.
It's so awkward.
The thing is, they knew with this song that it was gonna be so ridiculously over the top. They just had everything ready, like the vocals, all the tracks are all cut up, you know, the karaoke.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, God. Yeah, I'm sick of that song too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got a catchy beat also.
Love catchy the beat. I love the beats.
I actually learned the background behind the song.
Oh.
The whole. Gangnam is supposedly a region in, I guess, he's one of the Koreas.
Yes,
everyone he's from
South
Korea. It's a very wealthy portion where they consider a status symbol of that society is horseback riding, which is why Gangnam style he does a dance acting like he's riding a horse.
With the
so he's pretty much flaunting his status.
Yeah.
Much like how the Schwuggies here would put booze in women. What?
Which is a good segue to one of the parodies of it, Mitt Romney style.
Which I'm not going to play.
Fucking lefty motherfucker.
Hilarious.
No, because he...
Because you're lefty.
No, because he fucking lost.
Yeah, he fucking...
But it's hilarious.
I'm going to call him fucking Derek De La Roche.
It's over.
Go fucking get one of his t-shirts for 50% off.
I'm not going to play it because he lost. So what? It's funny. He lost probably partially because of this fucking video.
Good.
We don't go 2 weeks after the Super Bowl talking about the losing team, all right?
Exactly.
Let's get over it.
It's over.
Mitt Romney style.
All the Romney Ryan shirts are in fucking Africa.
Yes. the losing Super Bowl
the losing
shirts.
Teams. We got a couple of oopsies here. The Thanksgiving Day Parade. Always a big hit. Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Love it. Watch it every year.
Watch
it with
more
the kid.
Of it.
I love it. I love it. Want more of it. Well, this year, some of the confetti was recycled.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. It was shredded police documents.
Yeah.
And the documents were shredded horizontally.
Oh.
So stuff was completely legible.
Full lines.
Yes. As in, like, they had employees, policemen's social security numbers and stuff like that.
Oh, awesome.
Just flying around the city of New York.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's a big
oopsies.
Yeah, big oopsies there. Confidential police documents being used as confetti.
That's awesome.
Yes. And it wouldn't be bad unless it was, as it was, shredded horizontally.
Hmm.
So you just have full like fortune cookies with people's social security numbers.
Amazing.
And something about a pipe bomb or something.
Oh.
Yeah.
CM Punk?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
He's going to be on Talking Dead tonight,
mm-hmm.
the Walking Dead after show,
mm-hmm.
with Chris Hartwick.
Does he like this?
By the way, just
Matt hates that motherfucker.
I do hate Chris Hartwick. He's
why?
The Nerdist?
Matt actually we
singled out?
Killing him.
We might be on his station.
When?
I don't know.
Singled out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, Matt. That's why Matt hates him.
Because of that show.
Attack of the Show?
Just, he was a twerpy idiot.
Matt had a dream that he killed him on the set of that show.
I did.
my chick just texted me, by the way. The body count's up to 5.
For what?
The mouse.
Really? Oh. Mice?
We caught another.
The mouse.
I hate me, says two pieces.
Now, what you should do is let this one
this
go to tell the friends.
This is my last mouse trap. What I'm going to do is I'm going to impale this one with a toothpick and leave it so that all the rest can see what I have
gonna
done.
Kill him. No breathing.
This is my last cheese block.
Don't give a fuck if it's my
okay.
So listen, let Jerry go and let him tell his friends to get the fuck out because it's only doom and gloom.
What? And who's Jerry? What are you talking about?
I'm going to cut
Tom and Jerry.
I'm going to cut his tail off and... And just be like, you go tell them what happens when you fuck with Curl.
Yeah, why don't you get one of their heads and put it on like a toothpick?
Yeah.
And just put it up there like fucking, what's that book?
Mortal Kombat.
Lord
Miller? Of the Flies or something style.
Whoop a dead master.
Oh my God, somebody had a picture. It said dead mouse. You know, like the
House
of the Scratcher, dead? Whatever. With the big Mickey Mouse head, but it was actually a dead mouse on like a little fake turntable. So it looked like he was.
Whoop, mousetrap star.
Well, there was another thing that happened.
Another oopsies?
On the Macy's Day Parade. Robert Blassetti, a Yonkers man, died during the parade.
Wait, what's Tommy Dreamer's real name?
I have no idea.
Tom Laughlin?
Oh. It was a youngest man, so I was taking a shot in the dark.
His wife, Irene, who was there, said he passed away doing something he really loved and enjoyed.
Oh, my God, he was jerking off.
He was...
molesting a child.
A clown.
Oh.
A clown collapsed and died during the Macy's Day Parade in front of onlookers.
He was a circus clown of a father.
Mommy, that one's taking a nap.
So, yeah, dead clowns.
There's a reason why?
I'm sure.
He's
hey,
naked.
On the subject of Gangnam Style, this Mary Monk's beer is delicious.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you just like everything in that fridge. Maybe it's the fridge.
I'm maybe it's all the mother's milk.
Maybe it's all the bootleg cologne in there. It's just making everything taste good.
You want another one?
Hell yes.
I'm going to get myself a mother's milk.
Yeah, go. Come on. What are you waiting for?
Broken condom style.
Was that on the subject of mother's milk?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, so we had a clown died.
He's fucking dead.
Some
clowning around.
Bad confetti. What the fuck was that?
We had the. Is that picture legit with Spider-Man eating out another blue fucking
what?
Floats ass?
Oh yeah.
Oh okay.
This is him.
Oh
on
man,
the stretcher.
He's oh god.
Oh my god, it's bad. I gotta take a dump.
Oh again?
Yeah, sorry.
This is number three.
I gotta piss.
I gotta like.
Trace.
Oh my God, that's
Trace Shatkins over there.
Can I get that picture?
What do you mean?
I want to throw it up on the Facebook. Dead clown.
Yeah, why not?
Hey, Derek. Oh. We should start miking the bathroom.
Derek.
I'm serious, Matt.
So I'm going to bring
Matt, how do you feel about this?
What's that?
Miking the bathroom.
Yeah, we used to do it.
With the way we have the layout right now, we can definitely reach the bed. Oh, what is this?
Anyway, go ahead.
Oh, this is summer beer. With the way the layout is here, we could absolutely mic the bathroom.
Certainly we could. There's absolutely no problem.
And I don't see why we shouldn't. I locked it. What a wiener.
Let's go with the screen region here. Dead clown. I love having this, by the way. Whatever Derek brings up. Like, I can just bring it up over here.
Nice. Wait, that picture?
Yeah, this is dead clown.
Yeah, that's the clown who died during the parade.
Right here.
It's dead right there.
Look at him.
Can we get that up to the
He looks old,
Facebook?
Mel.
What do we need? I want me to post this on the Facebook?
Yeah.
What do you want me to do? Where am I logging into it? Or? Mm-hmm. The fuck? Anyway.
Already.
You guys want to
61-yard
stretch it out, please?
TD pass to Jordy Nelson.
Already let's talk about football.
Football. What was that, Matt? You said we should talk about football.
Football.
Because it's been quite a day for football.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of ongoings in the, especially.
Oh, yeah.
Did
anybody die?
No.
Somebody
no,
was born on this day, though.
Donovan not Nabb, interesting.
Former Eagles. To you.
There's a whole plethora of people.
58.
What?
The clown was 58 years old.
Dead.
Presently 7-6.
Does that
in
picture
the first quarter for the Giants and Green Bay Packers?
7-6.
I'm just going to post this on the page here.
7-6.
Derek.
You can do whatever.
Does that picture creep you out knowing that that motherfucker's dead?
Yeah, a little bit. And that he's a clown.
Okay. It's I posted it on the main page.
He's a wicked clown.
Yeah.
Wicked.
Is he on Wikipedia?
You're weird. It's almost goddamn 9 o'clock already.
Goddamn.
Almost.
I feel like we didn't talk about shit.
We didn't.
We literally didn't talk about shit.
Oh,
well, we can change that.
Which is strange, because normally we do.
Because I think I got another one coming out.
What?
I know.
Another poop already? Why don't you, why do you,
you know,
not get
you
off
know
the
what
toilet?
It is? No, it's gas. That's what it is.
And he
hey,
can't
but
risk
you can't
it.
Fart without.
No, there is no risk.
You can't risk it.
No.
Risk.
And he's gone again.
Can't risk it.
So back to football.
Dude, I wonder how many hinges Derek's going to go through in his lifetime.
Hinges?
On the doors. Open and closing a bathroom.
I
want to
point
door.
Out something in this picture here. That
you think it's a fake?
Not only is he a clown in this picture, but I'm going to
there's another clown
zoom
working
in
on
here.
Him.
There, oh, what's this? That's a clown. That woman's dressed as a clown right there. She and ain't clowning around.
And she's doing some funny shit to him.
And she don't seem that concerned. So that's
she
pretty
thinks
sad.
He's clowning around.
I guess so. Is he down with the clown, Steve?
Fuck that. Fuck all that noise.
Oh, thanks, guys. I just want everybody to see this is what happens when Derek takes
no,
shit.
No, you don't even understand.
We just have Steve and Kev on their phones.
No, dude, I am taking that picture you sent me now. Posting
what
it.
What are you doing?
Posting
with
it to the Facebook so it goes to the Twitter saying on air live now.
Yeah.
Clown dies during Macy's parade.
Okay.
Trying to garner listeners.
Well, okay.
So Steve's over there just checking fantasy scores and writing wrestling fan fiction.
Okay.
What?
Wrestling fanfic. Gotta love it.
Steve, what are you doing?
Mm. Andre Brown has a TD already.
Hey, Derek's back.
Hey.
Oh, hi, Derek. Can you please like save the show over here?
Who's that JBC?
Kaboom Box?
JYD?
The JBC is making me F-A-R-T.
Which is making you S-H-A-R-T?
Making him diarrhea. Diarrhea.
Me and Kevin killed off 11 beers.
Did you?
12 counting me.
Damn. Ooh, wow. Bunch of alcoholics here.
I wanted to point out in this picture of the guy, the dead clown, that there's also a clown in the back.
Yeah, that's
horrified.
His wife.
Lady. Yeah.
That's his wife.
That's his wife.
That was his wife.
Watch him die.
You think they fuck in the makeup?
You think they fucked in the back of that ambulance?
Yeah.
Yeah. One last time. Come on, honey.
Little corpse.
Okay, so there is, hundreds have sampled an unusual, dare say, local delicacy of this Thanksgiving in Illinois.
Oh, boy.
Roughly 1,200 pounds of this stuff was served to 4,000 eager eaters.
Uh-huh.
What do you think could be fried up for Thanksgiving and given to these people that they would love it so much in Chicago, Illinois? I don't know if it's in Chicago. In Illinois, we'll say. Wow, 1,200 pounds. I'll give you a hint. It's small.
Small.
It's something small.
Mice.
No.
Oh.
No.
Fuck, what am I going to do with all these mice?
I don't know. Steve, anything? What's your guess? What the hell would people be frying up for Thanksgiving and eating that would be odd enough for me to bring it up?
Squash.
Squash? No. Matthew.
Shit.
Well, might as well be. Turkey testicles.
Ooh!
1,200 pounds of turkey testicles were served outside the Parkside Pub in Huntley on Wednesday on their 30th annual Turkey Testicle Festival. You have nothing to say about that?
Like,
to me,
it's, I guess not.
To me, it's a, to me, it's a delicacy. I guess.
Hold on, my chick just sent me another text. I see its ugly little tail sticking out of the trap.
Oh, it's not ugly. It's cute.
What the fucking mouse tail?
Yeah.
Can we fry up some mouse testicles?
I'd like some turkey testicles.
That wouldn't be very
apparently
filling.
They're good.
Would you try them?
There's a recipe on the bottom.
So would you
on the bottom of the testicles? Yeah. Turn over the testicles, yeah, and there's a recipe. That, a recipe.
3 pounds of fresh turkey testicles, 1 pound of flour, salt and pepper to taste.
To me, like, I would never eat it, but it doesn't sound weird to me because, like, that's like a delicacy.
Now, the turkey testicles are found on the inside of the bird near its liver.
Now, do they drain it of the jizz before they cook it?
And do they lather it all over their earlobes before they eat it?
Well, their earlobes?
I don't know.
Like, they're just chopping turkey testicles, just going, oh, the jizz.
I just want to know how much dessert Matt ate. That's what I want to hear.
I didn't have much dessert.
Do they drain it of the jizz? Wow. That's probably the show title.
I was going to do Trey Shatkins.
Trey Shatkins. Okay. Yeah. Okay, that's good. Now, do they drain it of the jizz? I don't know. I think they would keep the jizz
for
in the
flavor.
Testicle almost to make it like a Gushers. Yeah. So when you eat it, and you just bite into it, and you're like,
Then it just squirts down your throat.
It's like a
bite-sized
bukkake.
I don't know. I think as the one preparing it, part of the fun is milking those testicles before you cook them.
Definitely a buy.
Maybe you fry it in the juice?
I think, I don't think there's any jizz left in the testicles of a dead turkey.
Well, according to Steve, it just builds up and builds up and builds up over time if you don't jerk off. So there could be a lot.
No, it does. And then it seeps into your body.
That's why I told you, but you didn't believe me.
No.
Nope, they just keep getting bigger and bigger.
They do.
You gotta let that stuff go.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I never believed that.
You
I might have told you that as a joke.
Nope.
I never said that your body just keeps producing sperm until your sack explodes.
Sure you did. As a matter of fact, we talked about it on the show, I think.
That's a lie.
I'm gonna have
it's
to find
delicious.
It.
That's probably why, then. I just did it as a fucking...
Them.
I did it as a shtick.
I'm going to have to isolate that audio.
I did it as a gimmick, then. I worked everybody.
Yep.
I knew it seeped back into your skin.
It's saying that it has... turkey testicles have very little taste.
Oh.
So
why do they eat them?
Yeah, why bother?
Put some ranch dressing and Tabasco sauce on them.
Wow. Like, Derek, if they said that my chode and balls didn't taste like anything, would you eat them?
Chode and balls?
I wouldn't. No, not yours.
Matt's?
No.
Might be a good feast.
Anybody's stuff.
Okay, if there was... All right, if there was one male on this earth that you would deep fry and eat their balls, who would it be?
I have no fucking clue.
Come on, there's got to be one guy out there that you would eat
their
balls.
I don't want to eat any human anything.
Peter Steele.
Peter Steele.
You would eat his balls? What is the reasoning behind it besides the fact that your friend likes Peter Steele?
My friend, how about I like Peter Steele?
Yeah, but you wouldn't
like
Peter
him even
Steele
better
if
dead.
It wasn't for him.
Was that?
You wouldn't like Peter Steele if it wasn't for him getting you into Peter Steele.
No, he didn't.
Did you get him into Peter Steele?
No, he was into Type O Negative well before I was, but he never brought them up, never played them in front of me, nothing. I got into them on my own. And
so
he was
you
like, then he was like, holy shit, I've always liked him, but I'd never brought him up. I wish I had. Like, you know how he is, right?
Yeah. So, Kev, something you missed while you were gone. If there was one male on this earth,
yeah,
that you would deep fry and eat their balls, Matt picking Peter Steele, who would you pick?
Chuck Liddell.
Wow. That came out awfully quick and totally not what I was thinking.
If there was one male, Chuck Liddell.
Now, why would you eat?
Whatever it is, Chuck Liddell.
Chucky Chuck Chuck.
You're going to eat his ball? Yeah, Chuck Liddell.
Why Chuck Liddell?
Because if anybody's got like a retarded amount of testosterone, it's Chuck Liddell.
Wow.
And I'm hoping to absorb that in and fucking take in that energy and fucking harness it and just be the man.
Be the man. And just be the man.
All right, Derek.
To be the
on,
man, you've got to eat the man.
Yes.
All right, Derek, you're up.
I already said I can't.
Les Claypool.
Sure,
got
whatever.
To.
Fine. Les Claypool.
Why Les Claypool?
I don't know, because Matt said it.
Eat those balls, bro!
Leslie Claypool.
Yes. Leslie Edward Claypool. Eli Cool Slap.
Speaking of Steve number one, he really wants to come on the show and defend himself.
Why?
because
has he been listening?
Him. No, but I told him we made fun of him. He was like, "Oh, you know, I should come on now, and you know, just like drink beer, defend myself, and then leave."
You should tell him that he was on the show.
He was,
and he quit.
You should also tell him that I have not said anything about him.
Oh,
nor have I.
I haven't either.
Oh,
really?
All right, another story before we get out of here.
I never got this save.
Beer number five, Magic Cat Wacko.
That's good. That's a summer.
I never said who I was going to deep fry.
Oh, what? Who was it?
None, because I ain't gay, faggots.
Oh. Got me.
$300,000 of something was found during an HVAC installation.
Installation?
That's a, yeah. Okay. That's a heating.
I almost read this story, and I didn't.
You didn't?
I saw it, and I was just like,
In Sacramento, the homeowners were putting in a new heating system, and they found a secret stash of something that's worth $300,000. What could it possibly be?
Spider-Man 3!
Do you know what it is, Matt?
Nope, I didn't read it.
What do you think? $300,000 of what? Matt? Anything? It's a lot of money.
I think I know what it is.
$300,000?
Anything that could be worth comic books.
No.
Okay.
The Kevin? Fucking Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle ooze for the
wow.
Toys.
That's exactly right.
No!
Nope.
What do I win?
Oh. I'm going to go with the remains of a human, like ashes.
What? Ashes. Well, you're kind of close.
They found Elvis Presley's testicles.
According to the article, it was $300,000 of gold dust.
Wow.
How long you had that ready to go?
Like the drug?
Gold dust. Actual gold dust in mason jars. $300,000 worth.
Wow.
By the way, this beat's pretty
badass. In a vent.
That's a good beat.
I don't get it. Why
Kev loves gold dust, by the way.
Because it's vague. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean what you think it means. How about that?
Okay, but it means what everybody else thinks it means because everybody's just as dumb as me.
There's like 17 people that say that.
Wow.
That I know.
I can guarantee.
And they all don't know what
I can guarantee at least every single one of the black people walking in this country would say beat. So I'm not alone.
What?
Okay, well, I'll stick you with that company.
Thank you.
You look like your beer's going to tip over there. Yeah. You're right.
Oh, Dankeschön.
Oh, no problem.
What does that mean?
Thank you
drums,
for...
Drums have a beat.
Yes.
Get the fuck away from me.
Music doesn't have a beat. There's a rhythm.
Yeah.
There's a harmony. There's
a hook.
A hook.
There's
a big, sexy hook.
There's chords. You
know music. There's crescendos. So you understand this.
Crescendos.
Yeah. What's a crescendo? Like give me an example of a crescendo.
That's a classic term.
Yeah, it means nothing. It's just a beat.
Crescendo is when it goes up at the end.
All I know is there's rhythm and blues, brother. That's it.
Yeah, not rhythm.
That's
beats.
All you need, bro.
Rhythm and beats.
Are you beats?
Tofu.
Does it say how long this gold dust was just is chilling in their
eyes? Gold dust.
No, I just wanted to play the song.
Yeah.
Oh.
So what was it really?
It was gold dust.
Oh. It was in mason literally jars.
Jars of dust.
Yeah, so how long was gold. It in there?
Let's see. Mm-hmm. 12 baby food jars filled to the brim with gold dust.
So it has to be
that much, though.
It's got
that's
a lot of jars. Too.
That's a lot of gold.
It feels like Gerber
they're
baby
big.
Jars.
They're like the tall baby.
Even like little tall. Even little jars is a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot of gold. Give me that gold. Go uproot that gold tree.
Grills you can make
give
with
me that
shit?
Gold.
Yes.
I want that gold. Give me that gold.
The fucking.
You remember that with the leprechaun?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Uproot that tree.
Could be a crackhead.
Give me that gold. Never forget that bullshit.
That was so dumb.
Oh.
I don't know, it doesn't say how much it was. How long it was there for. Let's see. Bangor man.
Oh.
Hits his estranged wife with penis.
Oh my God, did he knock her out?
I guess so. According to the Bangor Daily News, a 62-year-old man, was sentenced to 5 days in jail for striking his estranged with his genitalia.
You can get in trouble for that?
I guess so.
Wait. He dick slapped this chick and got in trouble?
Exactly. According to the defense attorney, Fred Thomas accepted a 180-day jail sentence, but with all 5 days, but 5 days suspended. That makes no sense. He was also placed on probation for a year for domestic violence assault and indecent conduct.
So he spent 5 days, and if he gets in trouble again, he's got to go back for 175, basically.
Okay, I guess so. Yeah, his wife, his estranged wife, spent the night at his place. He offered her $20 for sex, and when she refused, he struck her with his penis.
With the penis.
With the penis.
Has anybody here ever done that?
Hit someone with their penis? The day. Yeah. Just the other day.
I mean, how else do you let her know that you're ready to go?
Yeah. Exactly.
What are you waiting for? Ready and raring to go. Like, here's $20. And she's like, no. Well, what am I going to do with this then? Come here. Bam.
I'm just surprised her with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you just do a thing where you just kind of lift it up and then let it go?
No, like a baseball bat.
No, I kind of just flicked it.
Flicked it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wah. Like a wet noodle.
No.
Oh, like sideways?
Yeah.
And then let it go?
Right. Yeah, right across the side of her bitch ass lips.
Bitch ass lips.
Good thing she doesn't listen to this.
Oops.
No, she does, actually.
Oh, she does?
Yeah. Mm.
Hi, Jamie.
When she's cranking it.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Yep, I put it on.
Ooh, yeah. What we got here?
Bob Famous.
Hi, I'm Bob Famous. A famous fucking dick suckers.
What is your cars on the ceiling?
I don't know. This is a fucking
We bad. Got cars on the ceiling. We got cars on the deal.
It's a fucking local commercial and an ad for a video.
Dude, get the ad blocker, dude.
I have it on.
You would normally think to grab a Thanksgiving dinner, but today,
tits!
Rachel's Gentleman's Club in Castleberry served up a full holiday meal with all
I gotta
the
say, they don't look like tits. It looks like Mark Henry's tits.
A strip club traded in G-strings
for turkey.
It's that time of year to give back for different businesses, and for Rachel's Gentleman's
Club. What year
club,
were those people from?
It's all about creating a family environment for people wow. in need to come in for a free meal.
Is that Abraham Washington?
Breast, thighs, and a little bit of dressing. They found it all in a full menu at Rachel's Gentleman's Club in Castleberry.
Gentlemen. We're fortunate to be here today.
For the ninth year in a row, the strip club has given back on Thanksgiving Day, serving up to 400 people a free
those
hot
jawless
meal.
People.
Why is it so important for Rachel's to give back on this day?
Because we can. And everybody here appreciates what our patrons do. They come, they visit, they're loyal.
They come, all right.
And our community is loyal. And we just want to say thank you to everybody.
The customers are not their usual clients.
Ew. Were welcome. She's a crackhead.
For those in need of a place to go.
I thought that was a woman. Can we go? Right can you go back for a second?
And,
there's like a dude wearing a woman's shirt. And it literally looks like a bald woman with
and
a beard.
Our community is loyal, and we just want to say thank you to everybody.
The customers are not there.
After
usual
this,
clients,
kind of bottom
guy right here.
Yes.
For those in need of a place to
you
go.
That's like that was a woman.
That's like a girl's, right but that's like a the cut of a girl's shirt.
Look like just a sleeveless shirt to me.
This boy,
no.
Sometimes people forget that this is a day to share.
How come all fucking poor people sound like that? Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen. Elvis Costello and Burt Bacharach.
And the goal was to make the environment as much like home as possible.
Thank you, and they need it. It's a needed
that guy's gay.
This just kind of looks like a swank restaurant with a stripper stage in the middle.
Yeah.
Now this is the ninth year for
you can tell by the way that guy ends his sentences that he's gay.
They need it. And they say for as long as they have the opportunity and the need is out there, they will do it every year. Reporting in Castleberry, Stuart Moore, West 2 News.
How about some Stuart laughs?
Wow. Ew.
Yeah, I don't think
what an
that,
inferior broadcaster.
I don't think that I could ever eat at a strip club. And I know there are strip clubs that serve food.
But what and if there's no strippers going?
It's there, just being there.
You know,
just
I hear
the essence of it.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to a strip club?
I hear the Cabaret Go-Go in Eatontown has the best burgers in the area.
Really?
Yeah.
There's a Five Guys right down the block from them.
That's
so
true.
I doubt it.
The toss up.
Maybe the best burger in a strip club in Eatontown. That's about it. Yeah, I don't think I could eat at a strip club. Ever.
Well, what if it was eating box?
Well, that's different there, Sully.
Box.
Nice.
I would eat wicked box.
By the way, in like another week or two, Sonic should be ready to go.
Yeah,
it's coming along.
Yeah.
Sonic the Hedgehog. Sonic Burgers coming up right around us, so we're going to have some kind of fucking...
We'll go there and eat it and review it?
Yeah.
Well, we get it. We take it back here, and we eat it on the air, and nobody will know what we're doing.
Yep. It'll just be silence, just eating.
This is great.
I really have been dying to have the hot dog with the poppy seed bun.
And in your anus.
Yeah.
In Uranus.
Got a lightning round for us?
How many men do you think, and this is according to a study done, I believe, in the UK, how many men do you think would describe their partner as a 10?
Wow.
Way more than you think.
I think way less than, no, I think it's on par with how less it would be, because it's one of those, like, if you have it, you don't think 70% of it as being as good.
Matt,
as
you're saying 70%. Kev, how many men think that the woman they are with?
7%.
7%?
Seven.
Perfect, think that they're with a perfect 10.
Yes.
Okay, Steve?
43.
$1. Zero.
Wow.
0%.
Closest with going over, me.
That's not true.
Yeah.
This is in UK?
This is in UK. Wow. Not one man would describe his partner as perfect, rating her instead at an average 7 out of 10. Yeah, they're saying that on average, men rated their partner at 67%, claiming their shortfalls to be their dislikes of sport.
What?
Obsessive cleaning qualities.
This is in just like temper. Physical rating.
Well,
all right. The
hold on.
Two out of the three of those, I can understand.
Mm-hmm.
But the obsessive cleaning.
Yeah, I would like that.
What is wrong with that?
Yeah. Well, unless they're bitchy about it.
Yeah.
Like you just track something in. It's like, oh, shut the fuck.
That's like Steve's wife. She likes to clean everything, but she always says something.
Yeah, right. I cleaned the toilet last week, guys. All right, good. Uh-huh.
That's true.
It's like, good, you always do.
Well, you should have, because I shit in it a lot. If you didn't, I would think you're disgusting.
My chick just got on.
I took a big dump in there.
My chick just got on me earlier.
Whoa.
Because where's this going?
Damn.
Because I organized the dishes that were in the sink, because they were all kind of piled up in a more orderly fashion so she could wash them.
Mm-hmm.
But she's like, why would you do that and not just wash them? I'm like, because that's what you do.
Oh, you're in the doghouse.
That definitely.
And when
was
you're done, fucking make me a sandwich.
I gotta admit,
and then blow me.
I don't know if it's me getting older, me getting softer, but I've kind of been helping around the house a lot lately.
Faggot.
Finally.
What?
Faggot.
I've been doing the dishes and sweeping up and
Sucking dick and taking in the butt.
I even lowered my standards and took out the garbage.
I even lowered my standards at sex with a black guy.
Wow.
Yeah.
You might as well have just said all that.
Wow.
It's true, but I don't know why. I just, something's gotten hold of me and...
A black guy is what got hold of you.
I've been doing the dishes and whatnot.
Got a hold of your hips.
I want to get back to the title of that thing. I find it really deceptive. When you say, my wife is a perfect 10... In no way, shape, or form do I consider any kind of personality or habit traits whatsoever. Perfect 10 means physically attractive.
Agreed. But also...
That's how they get you, man.
On that...
I wouldn't have said 70%.
I could also believe...
Would you have said zero?
Yeah. Oh.
But I could also believe that it would also be 0 to 1, 2%.
Wow.
Because I believe mine because is. Because even if guys are with a chick that they think is hot, they're always going to, visually, looks, if she looks great, you're still going to see somebody else that you think, all right, that's better. A little bit better,
because
it knocks the rating
down.
Well,
it's the appeal of something that you can't have.
Yeah.
Which is much, greater.
Yeah, it's different.
Well, now, it also says 8 out of 10 men don't believe that a perfect woman exists. There's always going to be something.
Wow.
I do believe a perfect woman exists.
Yeah.
But between you and me, she was born a man.
I like where you're going.
And hasn't finished the operation.
I think I got a perfect 10, guys.
Oh, yeah?
I would put that right. I would swear under oath with that.
Oh, yeah?
You're a fucking liar.
Wow.
You are a fucking
liar. Wait, hang on. Are we basing this over all traits or just looks?
You know what proves that his chick...
Either.
You know what proves that his chick listens is that he said that.
Yeah, I know.
Exactly.
Oh, shit. Because you've said on the show with your wife sitting right next to you, that the perfect breast size is a full C. And she does not have a full C.
What?
You said anything else, anything bigger is like a waste.
Anything else would be uncivilized. And she has larger than a C.
Hasn't she shrunk, at least according to her?
Well, I guess so.
I guess so. hasn't she like stated that in front of everyone?
Yeah, she's come down to the perfect level, brother.
There you go.
But this was before. And you said that. She was right there. I remember looking at her and being like, is she going to do anything?
Wow.
She was just sitting there like on her phone. She didn't care. So I was like, all right.
Oh, well, and I'm sure her perfect penis size is a foot long, but it ain't happened.
Wow. She got a foot and a half. Sorry.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh.
Halfway down to my knee.
Mm. Well, another little tidbit here. A new study has put to bed the perception that female porn stars have low self-esteem and are less psychologically healthy compared with other women. The study, which was published in the Journal of Sex Research, said it found no evidence to support the damaged goods hypothesis that actresses involved in a porn industry come from desperate backgrounds. Rather, the research found that the women have higher self-esteem, a better quality of life and body image, and are more positive and with greater levels of spirituality.
Hmm. I'm gonna totally shit on that. Okay. More
literally, women, or you're just gonna take a dump on my screen.
Huge dump on your screen.
Yeah, it doesn't go back too far.
More women in the porn industry, on average, have breast implants than women who are not in the porn industry. Much higher percentage.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to say, though, that the breast implant thing has gone down significantly in the past 10 years.
Well, people that get them?
You know, but yeah. Even if they have fake breasts, I think it's kind of one of those where it's like people wear suits to work, not because they would wear suits in everyday life, but because it's what's expected for work.
I see where you're coming.
If a girl gets breast implants and she's in porn, it might not be because she feels like her breasts are too small, but because she feels like what's expected of her.
Well, here's the thing. She had low self-esteem and low body image. She got the breast implants. Now she no longer has low self-esteem.
How do you
low
know
body
that?
Doesn't always happen.
She right? might still say, hey, my love handles are a little too big.
Because maybe. Women with physically who have breast implants are more likely to commit suicide. No, that's where I was going with this. Oh. Which I don't know if
Wait,
I was
women
trying
that
to make
get
a point.
Them have a yeah. higher chance?
Yeah, because they already did have a higher chance before they got them. And they continue to have the higher chance
Wait,
after they get them.
So if they had
that's what I was getting
but,
to.
But,
so, yeah,
but what you're saying they is they had do. A higher chance before they got them, yeah. but still have a higher chance after they got them.
Yes.
Which means that the fact that they have breast implants is inconsequential because they would have had the same odds before than after.
No, the reason why they get them is because they think it will enhance their self-esteem, and when it doesn't, they will wind up.
Well, like that crazy woman we read about on the show that had the triple K's,
Sheila
the Ku Klux Klan,
Sheila Hershey, right?
Yeah,
but,
something like that.
But then some doctors say that
she wants them bigger.
Some doctors say putting you on this pill might stop you from killing yourself, and people still do. But then.
Regardless,
it's inconsequential to the fact that somebody's going to eventually kill themselves.
I think what this comes down to is porn stars are very good liars.
Sure. No, but regardless.
To themselves and to people who are taking polls.
I think what it comes down to is breasts are great.
I think most chicks are in porn strictly for the money.
Sure. Yeah.
I can believe what you had initially said just for the fact that we are a more open society, and I feel that women are more comfortable with sexuality in these days as opposed to previously, in other times when sex was almost viewed as in a shameful way.
That goes up and down with society, though.
Up and down. Mm-hmm.
What was that?
Was that a fart?
I think...
Okay.
I think porn today is treated in many ways more like a business than it has
in the absolutely
past.
It is. Yeah.
Where it was just so
actually,
taboo.
Actually, it's more like pro wrestling.
Everything's
yeah,
absolutely.
Whereas porn back in the day was a better business, and now it's more out in the open that it's strictly a business. So it kind of ruins the magic.
Yeah.
Kind of like this show.
But there are no walls to begin with on this show, so we don't have to worry about.
No, but not it's just this show, but podcasts in general, they need to be
euthanized.
They have to be sold.
Eradicated.
We have to sell the show. to people, and not just think that we're going to get ahead just by ignoring it.
And then, we got ahead in the past by not doing shit.
There are a lot of really, really bad podcasts out there.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think there's a podcast that's really, really bad in particular.
The
Aristocrats?
Yeah, but...
What?
We're talking like...
You mean us?
No, we're talking more like West Coast.
What? West Coast? Yeah. But he said the Aristocrats. That's us.
Yeah, but there's another podcast called the Aristocrats.
Really?
No.
Yeah, on the West Coast.
No.
Now, we have been doing the show since 2005.
Correct.
2004.
There was
2004,
according to the misprinted bumper sticker.
How did that happen?
I sent it to him, and then I got it back. I was like, oh, shit. yeah. I can't imagine that there would be another show called The Aristocrats. Surely, as I did in 2005, they would have looked it up to see if there was another show called that.
Mm-hmm. And not
would
only
have,
that.
And they would have come across aristocratsradio.com.
Sure. But not only that, there is yet another podcast called The Nerd Aristocracy.
That's totally different.
Oh.
But the thing is, that's the best part. Like, they had to try to have aristocratsradio.com as a website or anything along that
well,
lines.
Well, you don't know.
But anything along that lines. Do they have a website, too?
No.
Well, just that.
They just run off the Podomatic.
That's not a website.
No, I understand that. But so they don't have a website, though?
They don't have their own domain name.
They don't have a website.
So they're a fucking...
As far as I know.
A bunch of losers.
Wow. I tried to find one. I couldn't find one.
Yeah.
Basically, for all those people listening, there's another show.
I'm sure they do a quality show. You know, we got the East Coast crowd. They got the West Coast crowd.
Do we?
I'm on East Coast. I'm on Left Coast. I'm on East Bank. I'm on the West Bank.
I'm kind of feeling like a Tupac Biggie vibe going on.
Fuck yeah. I'm with him.
Yeah. Ride or die.
Well, they're both dead, so
wow.
I'm not with either of you.
I listened to about 13 total minutes
Nas
of their stuff. And not enough for me to really make a decision on.
Yeah.
Notice just a few little things.
I'm sure they're
fine. Really? Because I heard their shit.
I
heard from a few people that they suck.
I've heard from two people in the room.
That's Kevin here saying that they're fucking hot garbage in audio form.
I'm sure they're just fine.
I listened to them for about 3 hours last night.
Whoa.
Yeah. And I had to take one of those pills not to kill myself.
Oh, my God. You had to get breast implants. To not kill yourself.
You were listening to our show last night.
Mm-hmm.
You were drinking.
The wrong Aristocrats.
Oh. Oh, shit.
McDonald's is testing three.
I listened to the West Coast Aristocrats, and I had sex with my brother because of
West Coast Aristocrats.
Listened to West Coast Aristocrats, and I fucked my brother because it was.
McDonald's is starting testing three new quarter pounders in a bid to turn their franchise around. The new burgers in development include a habanero ranch quarter pounder, a deluxe quarter pounder, and a bacon and cheese quarter pounder.
Put me back on. I'm on.
And they are reportedly, it's reported that its first monthly sales drop in 9 years earlier this month.
The best part about this whole story is the fact that you read off the words developmental. There's a developmental program for burgers.
I love it. This burger's been signed to a developmental deal for $500 a week.
They look pretty good.
BCW.
Does
look good.
Looks like the habanero sauce there.
Actually, I would eat that.
You know, the West Coast Aristocrats, they
oh, Jesus.
We're over it.
I went to Subway and I had the Chipotle steak.
Chipotle?
Oh,
so seriously, the West Coast Aristocrats
suck. It was so delicious.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you don't even fucking know.
Aristomat.
There's a new internet craze.
West Coast Aristocrats?
What about them?
Called milking.
What?
Where people pour 4-pint cartons of milk over their head.
Okay.
This
why?
Looks like here, huh? This is what it's called milking.
That looks like a gay man.
People just stand places and pour milk over their head.
The new planking where you just go goofy places and pour milk
on
yourself?
Do something stupid, yeah.
Are there any hot chicks doing this or
gay
men?
It's just all gay men.
Gay men.
And I don't know. I guess it's just showing that you can afford to buy milk and pour it over your head
because
it's pretty expensive now.
It is pretty expensive.
It's almost as expensive, I guess.
I wonder how much it is over in California.
California?
Well, why don't we ask our West Coast representatives?
Wait, they represent us?
Yeah.
Because if they represent us, I would rather kill myself than be associated with that fucking garbage.
I do have to say,
did you even listen to them?
Abomination. I didn't have to. My brother Steve here listened to them. Right here. And he told me that they are burned.
My brother from another mother.
And I had to take one of them anti-suicidal pills.
What was the most number of people we ever had on mic on the show?
10.
In any consistency. It had to be up to 6.
I think it was 7. With
7.
With
the girls.
With what's their names there?
Kenty and Connie?
Yeah, Conti and Kenny.
Well, I mean, without guests. Yeah, without guests.
That's the beer talking.
I mean, we definitely had.
Well, it was
up
the,
to 6.
The me, Steve 1, 2, Derek, Matt,
Dan,
Lauren,
Vaughn,
no. Carly, and Vaughn. 7.
Craig. There was definitely a point in time where we had possible.
Many. All of our friends.
There was possibly 8 people who could have been in the house and on the show at some point.
Yeah.
I think they have about that.
Yeah, they do.
Regularly.
They do. And they have what looks to be a person in a wheelchair and a black guy.
Oh, not a black guy.
So retarding.
Well, the reason why I found them.
Tell
is,
us.
Is it because they came up in Google before us?
We are. No. We are on
not.
Slacker. Not Slacker. Stitcher.
Stitcher.
So I signed into Stitcher Radio to view our always impressive stats. And it asked me which Aristocrats
we were
radio I would like to view.
No.
Wait, like specifically like that?
Yeah. Like
there was like a drop down menu. That
well, there was two shows popped up.
Oh.
Wait a tick. Are you
just
this?
Like this?
Let's see it.
It's like, do you want the Aristocrats?
Do you want
the Aristocrats?
Do you want
cast?
The one with the logo or
what's
with
the
a
one
shit?
With the broken logo?
With a fucking turd.
So I don't know how they came up on my thing.
Yeah.
But so I was like, who the hell is this? So then I looked them up and that's what I came up with.
So what is the likelihood that they know about us?
0.
I'm sure they do.
How?
They have to.
There's no way.
If there's any kind
I think they sit around on a weekly basis going, how do we be better than that?
Yeah.
This is too pretty fucking good. Easy. It's so fucking good.
All this means is we're going to have to listen to them now to see if they talk about us.
Actually, yes. No. They're in California. So this is hella good.
Dude, imagine if they talk about us all the time on their shows.
We would never know.
Oh. Well, I wouldn't know, certainly, because I haven't listened to it. No. But my brother Steven here.
Anti-suicidal pill. yeah.
Hey, guys, real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is anybody a fan of the band Rancid?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Operation Ivy?
Mm-hmm.
The Transplants?
Yeah, I'm
oh, today's Tim Armstrong's birthday.
Oh, good Tim. I just ran across...
Oh, he walked on the moon.
I just came across a picture I took of him at Warped Tour 97.
Yeah?
Yeah, he was on top of the speaker right in front of me. I got a pretty good picture of him.
Of his balls?
Oh.
With the band Rancid?
No, nobody landed on the moon. Rancid. There was no moon hoax. It's moon hoax.
Yeah. Sure. It was like right when they got back together and did some album.
Red Hot Moon?
I don't know.
What was that? Red Hot Chili Peppers?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I just have And Out Come the Wolves. Or
and it, well, I mean, that's the iconic one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was Hungry Like the Wolf.
Beginning to End, one of my favorite albums of all time.
I got a couple. I got a couple.
Maybe we
no
should
one
do
will agree with me, though, so I'm not even going to say
we should do that one time.
I never
maybe,
listened to them,
so. Maybe we each come up with like our top five.
Top five albums of all time, beginning
records.
To end?
Well, just beginning to end, like ones you can put on and listen to the entire
didn't
thing.
Didn't we try to do this once?
I don't know. See, our musical tastes vary so much. That
it really does.
Which
we
is
really
great.
Try not to you know, dig into it.
I think it'd be a great thing to touch on.
Yeah. There's a couple albums that I know. Like the one that's sticking out in my head is Doolittle. By the Pixies, but there's one song on there that doesn't fit in and really sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called Silver. It's the second to last song.
I like that.
Really kind of brings really kind of brings the album down.
Yeah.
And I read years later that it was like they just threw it in last minute. Like they recorded it, didn't really like it, but they wanted like one more track, so they just threw that in.
Sounds like a cop out.
Yeah, yeah.
But is the rest of the record good enough?
The rest of the record is golden, baby.
It can surpass that one.
It can.
Okay.
It can.
So that's
I'll even go as far as to leave Silver on. It's not a very long song, so I'll leave it on.
Look, some sports stars sometimes throw an interception, maybe get struck out at the plate,
but they might have a good game otherwise.
Mm, yeah, that's true.
Bands put out a record. It's all solid but one song. That's a win to me.
It's not a perfect game. It's maybe a no-hitter.
It's a win.
I don't know what any of that stuff means.
Oh.
Well, you look great not knowing it.
That's good. I look great. Anyway.
Was the record Indestructible, the Rancid one?
Yes.
Okay.
Was that 97?
97?
Oh, he wasn't old enough for that.
Life Won't Wait?
Maybe. I don't remember.
Yeah.
Might have been 98, Warped Tour.
Life Won't Wait.
Okay.
Was 1998.
Well, that's it for us. It's 9:22 p.m.
Cool. No break.
Do you know where your children are?
Do you? Well, do you? Steve's already taken his headphones off. He's done.
No, he's done.
He's fucking done.
Bye, Steve.
Too late. I'm shaking my
head. No, I'm back.
Anyway, we are the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is a website. You can download...
The
one and only.
We're the Aristocrats.
East Coast style.
That's what they do.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they all like, they all yell it. They all introduce themselves in the beginning. And
Opa,
they,
East Coast style.
Opa,
we are
style.
The one and only, the original since 2005.
Four.
Or four if you have a bumper sticker. The Aristocrats. And, I don't dislike anybody from the other show.
Really? Because I heard that people who listen to their show, out of 10 of them have full-blown AIDS.
Wow.
Yeah, Steve, you might want to bring the chair out and then do that.
I'm gonna get all their shit, and I'm going to listen to all of it.
I know you will, too. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm. Well, they have one thing that we don't, and that is a woman.
I have a woman, and she's telling me all about the mice we catch.
Yeah.
I body have count.
Pieces to pieces. You in a hurry, Steve?
Don't do that. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Body count.
I'd rather you walk out than do that.
Do what? Body count.
You're unplugging your headphones. You're like,
it's late.
Then get out of here.
I got work. We're all in one room. He can
hear
us without headphones.
I have to work at 3 p.m. Who cares?
3 p.m.
Yeah.
Oh, body count.
Yeah. For 2 weeks. Anyway, we're there. Aristocratsradio.com. We'd love to hang around, but apparently it's fucking Steve's bedtime.
Well, it's a fucking fire, bro.
Hey, see you later.
Of these unique beers, I drank a bottle that said if.
Yeah.
Am I going to get sick?
Mm-hmm.